Should we start being pricks now then?
We should start being pricks the moment we walk into the studio.
Exactly.
Cock out, prick on, fucking Inuit.
Because we never know when he's recording.
No. We just sit here and talk and then we go, Rod, are you recording?
Which one is my one? I can't hear myself. Oh, this one is the red one.
You're the red one.
Hello. Now I can
hear
myself.
You're the red one. I'm the yellow one.
I love it.
We've come a long way in terms of our sound production, haven't we? Do you remember the early days? Every time you said a P or a B, it would pop.
Oh, that's when we were in that cellar.
In the cellar.
I like the cellar.
This is nice. There's soft stuff on the wall.
Yes.
There's big furry.
Some hardcore porn.
But yeah.
All the fixings.
All the stuff. All the fixings. Yeah.
There's the pole in the corner. Stripper pole.
That's my new wear.
We got a fucking massive show. It's massive.
God bless America.
That's
the race of the fuck.
So far.
Come on, beat this one, you bastard.
Yeah.
Beat this one.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was everything. I genuinely spotted. I'm not lying. A little bit of wee came out.
Yes. Only a little bit?
Only a little bit because I busted to go to the tour, but I couldn't go because there was so much shit happening.
You can't leave, right?
And did you cheer when Mark crashed?
That's when I spotted.
For a second there, you were just horrified that he was going to win, weren't you?
Oh, God.
He's going to fuck off
then,
and win.
Then I became Schadenfreude Incorporated, right? Like, because there was, if you saw our fucking Facebook page, right, everyone was going, Marquez is going to win. I think Marquez is going to win too. But then fucking Vinales. Batmav.
What the fuck did they give him for breakfast?
Give it to him again. Batmav.
Well, he won't do it again for another 4 years, so we're sweet.
Or he'll win the championship.
No, he can't. He can't. I was sitting on the couch with number one explaining Mav's mental fragility. And she's like, what do you mean? How can a MotoGP racer be not right in the head?
He isn't right in the head.
No, he's a fucking mental case. But he's
and that's where this can't happen again.
I said to her, he thinks he's Batman. Well, and she's like, what? He seriously thinks he's Batman.
But you think with all his money and all the prisoners' money, they can get him a better costume instead of the one from the $2 shop?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is the worst mask?
It was like a little kid's cape.
Yeah. From a children's
he's taken
party.
It from some kid in Madrid, right? Give me that.
Yes.
Give it to me.
It was actually just a tablecloth from the Aprilia.
I'm a better me.
No, you shouldn't have tied it around his neck.
I was waiting for it to get caught in the chain.
Yeah. Come on. We got so much to do.
Oh, so much.
Start the show.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Moto Pidgey, the podcast that hurts much less than Dovi's broken shoulder and costs much, much less than Yamaha is now paying Fabulous to stop crying. It's amazing how much money.
12 million euro.
As you say, with the finger in the mouth. Yeah,
that's 25 million of our buckaroonies.
Yeah. Wow. Someone said to me the other day, why would he sign with Yamaha again? And I said, That's why.
Yes. They give him so much money, they can't pay Lynn Jarvis
next
year.
That's right, he has to leave.
How terrific is the race check in the North Mexico?
Yeah, it's great.
It's beautiful. How you not want to join the drug cartel when you see it, I don't know.
Immediately.
Yeah. How many tacos can His Excellency Caramelo Bear now buy after selling Donna to Liberty Media?
All of them.
All of the tacos. All the time.
All the time.
And a big congrats to Batmav. Well done, you rev-bombing, captain-shaming son bitch.
We have something special for Batmav. Batmav! Batmav!
We'll only have to play it once every 4 years, so it'll be all right. Fucking hell. Seriously, I don't understand the Batman thing.
No.
Does anyone?
No, don't get it.
He's painted on the front of his helmet.
I know.
He wears the thing. The whole team has got, like, Batman masks.
Tom Cruise never played the Batman.
No. Well, this is the thing. He's grown up. He's like his name's Maverick, and he's which is a weird name for a Spaniard.
Yes, he's named after the Top Gun
because his parents loved Top Gun.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. They named him Maverick.
Thank fuck they didn't like Jerry Maguire.
Well, for a long time, he called himself Batman. He called himself Top Gun, right? He embraced it. He embraced the Tom Cruise character as his persona. But
like, now he's MVK, like Massive Vagina Killer.
Well, we did that. We did
that. Well, he put it on the back. I don't know what it means.
But I was thinking before, like, what other... Imagine if his parents were fans of another Tom Cruise movie.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He could have been called Les Grossman. Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. He could have been.
What was the name of the Risky Business?
Yeah. What was that guy?
Risky Business. That was Joel Goodson.
Joel Goodson. It'd become a used car salesman.
Joel Goodson Vinales.
He could have been. He could have been the Last Samurai.
Yeah.
That would have upset Danny Pedrosa. You couldn't have the Last Samurai and the Little Samurai.
No, that's fucked.
What about, what was his other mid? Oh, Cold Trickle. I still reckon they should have named that character Dick Trickle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what about, remember Valkyrie? The movie Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah,
his parents could have named him Colonel Klaus von Stoffenscheisen or whatever he fucking was.
Anyway,
would have been good.
Well done, Maverick.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to be here, Tugs, but you're here.
When I said I wasn't going to be here for this race, I thought this race was last weekend, like the weekend before.
Yeah, it was a strange break.
It was 3 weeks. I thought it was only 2 weeks. That's why I said, I won't be here for the next one. I've got to be away. But it turns out I was here. So you guys organised a special guest to replace
me. Yeah, we organised Matt Maladen. And Matt Maladen was coming in, but he had knee surgery last Monday.
So now he's doing Zoom.
We're going to Zoom in on him. He rang me on the way in and he said, dude, I'm dying here. I'm in so much pain, so I can't come in. We'll Zoom. I went, we'll Zoom, whatever it takes.
Yeah, when he comes, we just let him in.
We got him in.
I was a bit upset when you said you were going to replace me, but then I found out it was Matt. And I was like, oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll cop that.
Yeah, it's like if your wife goes out and fucking throws a fucking to, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, you kind of got to forgive her. You know?
Fair enough.
Okay,
fair enough.
I'm going to do Jennifer Aniston and you're going to fucking wear that, right?
Yeah, I'm not. She's all saggy these days.
From my point of view, let me first salute our new American overlords.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God, what huge news.
It's huge news. We'll go into that. I've dug deeply.
We told you so.
I have dug deeply.
Yes, that's good.
So, but the North Mexico round makes me a little bit crazy, right? It's on at a really stupid time. It's like that fucking fuck off, right? So I have to record bits of it. And then I have to be careful how I manage the bong smashing. Right, so
it's a long time.
You've got to pace yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I can time the right amount of munt at the right time. Right,
you've got to be peak munt.
At peak time. Yeah. Right, and it's rocket science.
Yes,
yes, it is. You know,
fuck yeah.
So you know that was it. It was just glorious.
I love North Mexico. I love that Americans don't like to admit that Texas was once Mexico.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah.
Texas, Mexico and Texas.
Yeah. They don't like to acknowledge the American-Mexican War where they took half of Mexico. Happened. Arizona, hello. Hello. That's why it's full of Mexicans.
California.
I love the Americans going about all these Mexican immigrants. It's like, no, they were fucking there before you. The southern half of your country was full of them.
Viva Mexico.
Yeah, so.
Sorry, America.
What did we have? We told you so, I think.
Oh.
Do we have music?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That's very We Told You So music.
That's Fredo's kind of music.
Sponsored by beautiful Harley Davidson. Beautiful.
What's going on in the world?
So much told himself.
Well, Harley's very keen to get me to the press launch.
Of what?
Of their new touring models at the end of the month.
Just send Fredo. It'll be okay.
Good. No, you can't go. No.
Not allowed.
Ben. So I'm going to be riding all the latest models in the next couple of months, but there's a launch going
on. There's a lot of them.
There's
like eight of them.
They're smashing them out, right? And there's a new CVO.
Oh.
There's the CVA, you know, is a custom vehicle operations Harley. I've got one at home now. I think they've forgotten that I have it, which is great. And I've just now reminded them.
They're the best bikes.
They're just
the ones no one knows you have.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone else is paying the Red Joe.
Yeah. And the marketing person has got moved on, and the new marketing person has no idea who has bikes. I had a bike I had a couple of years back. I had it for 9 months. 9 months. I got sick of riding it, right? Because you don't want to put too many Ks on it. And then finally, the new marketing guy rang me up and introduced him. He says, "Hi, I'm so-and-so from." I said, "Oh, hi." He said, "You wouldn't have that a green blah, blah, blah." I said, "I do, actually." He says, "You know, it's out of Reggio." I said, "I do now." "Do you want it back?" I gave it back. Anyway,
because there'd be some bikes out there where they just don't fucking want them back.
Yeah.
There was a time where
So anyway, this new CVO, it's a CVO Road Glide ST.
Oh,
they've added two letters to it.
Sports Tourer.
Sports Tourer. That must be what it stands for. Sexy Time.
Sexy Time. I like that.
But it's a high performance.
High performance sexy time.
The CVOs are already loaded with all sorts of stuff, you know, electronics and good. It's actually good suspension. This one's got better suspension. Ooh. And they've either painted bits of the engine red, or they've actually done something to the engine and painted bits of it red.
Right.
I think they've done something and painted red, so it's got a bang. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what's happening. Plus, there's this new finance thing that they've got going on as well. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
There's like four options of owning a Harley. There's a agreed value where it's like cars. You know, you're going to buy a car these days. You lease a car, and there's an agreed value at the end of X period.
Oh,
of time.
Okay. Like guaranteed buyback.
Guaranteed buyback. Okay. Yeah, Harley's got that going on now. If you're looking at that, go check it out. Look, it's pretty flash fucking.
Well, it makes it easy to do your numbers.
Yeah, true.
You know what you're up for at the end. Yeah.
Right.
I can list this.
What did we tell you?
Oh,
we told you Aprilia would try and buy Fabulous.
And they did.
And it did try. Very hard.
They tried.
Very hard.
They tried very hard.
Reportedly offered 4 million euros.
Nah, not enough.
Which is close to 18 billion of our dollars. Yes. Which is enough to buy 6 months of petrol in today's climate. But Yamaha offered him reportedly 12 million euros, so three times the amount.
And that's base. That's where they had the bonus.
Look.
Because he's not going to get a bonus. They're not going to get one for a while.
And Fabulous may be many things. He may be good looking. He may be dumb as a box of shoes. He may be unable to dress himself. But he's not stupid.
No.
You know, Lynn must have made all kinds of promises to him while writing extra zeros, and he's now with the. But Lynn's gone, so well, Lynn's given. Well, take my pay packet. Just stay.
Should we talk about this decision to stay with Yamaha now, or we come back to it later?
No, we can talk about it now.
We'll talk about it now,
and then Matt will be in here along very shortly.
Okay, good timing, and then we'll finish. Mm. We told you so because there's a couple of other bits. Interesting call to stay there.
Yeah.
He's been vocal in his criticism of Yamaha for the last year or more and making veiled threats that I will leave.
Yes.
I will leave if you don't sort your shit out. Yeah. And they haven't sorted their shit out, and he's staying for another 2 years.
But, look, I think does Fabulous need the money? Does he need more pearl necklaces? Probably not.
Well, you can't have too many.
That's true. But
I keep telling my wife.
But I think they would have had to have put something in front of him to say, hey, come here, look at this one.
Well, apparently they did.
Well, you got to remember too. There's a change in engine formula coming.
So they're going to go with the.
Well, everything will change, right? So
yeah,
that's
still 27. That's still a long way away. That's
a long way away.
Not within his contract frame.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to kind of look at that and go, okay, well, come 2027, all bets are off. Everything changes. But the people that are dominant now, who the fuck knows what will happen in
there? But he's now the highest paid rider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for my money, deservedly so. He's probably
the best top three
riders out there.
Absolutely. Sure. The advantage to him, though, is that the Yamaha isn't trying to kill him Honda was trying to kill everyone.
That's exactly
quite
what
effectively.
I was going to say. It's not competitive.
Yeah, but it's not dangerous.
Trying to kill him.
It's not trying to kill him.
Exactly
and
right.
I think that's, you know, what do I got to do? I just got to try for the next 2 years for 6 million euro a year.
But the thing is, it could try and kill him if he pushed it, and he's not pushing because he's too smart. He knows. I can't believe I just said he's smart. But my God. Maybe somebody's in his ear just saying, you don't do it.
We got a couple of others very quickly because Matt's about to jump in. We told you the Aprilia was the best handling bike in the field, and on the weekend, it fucking looked it. Mav was able to point that thing anywhere he wanted.
Yeah.
He was changing lines mid-corner. He was outbreaking people at will. He was able to do anything with that bike. It was just...
And he did. And it was astonishing. He was dominant. I never thought I'd say Maverick Vinales was dominant, but he was.
Yeah. We also told you Luca Marini was going to be fucking hating life this year, but... Like, when you look at the timesheets and the last four bikes are Hondas,
yes,
it's like, fuck me.
He's the far... But he finished. The other three didn't.
It's because he went slower than the other
success.
Three.
Big success.
Big success. Right. Yeah. I think we have Matt Maladdin with us. Rod's sticking a finger at me. Is Matt there? That's Jessica.
He's using his daughter's sign.
And this has changed a lot since we left.
He does have long flowing locks now.
Matt, are you there? Matt, can you hear us? Hi, Matt.
Oh, I love technology.
So do I. Matt, you there? No. Anyway.
It's going well.
It's going really well. Rod's bollocksed it again.
Rod's earning his pay.
Well done. Okay, keep it going.
Good
what
job.
Else?
What else we got?
I don't know why we're paying
him. What else have we told them? What did you tell?
Well, the other big thing is we told you the Formula One people were going to buy MotoGP, and then that news came out, and fuck, we'll get into this a little bit later.
I've had a dig into this.
Yeah, because it's – and you wrote an article about it the other day, which was very good. Because it didn't social media erupt.
Oh, so. The sky is falling.
You've got to take our grid girls, they say.
Yeah, they're going to take there's a whole list of crimes that allegedly Liberty Media were going to commit once they got their – they wrecked Formula One. Now they're going to wreck Motor – they didn't wreck Formula One. They doubled the audience.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's shit racing, but
it has
been for years.
But it was always car racing. Who gives a shit anyway?
Yeah, it's never much good.
It's never much good. So, but in terms of making the sport more popular, more accessible, more – like that Drive to Survive series, God, that's brilliant.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. That's given them an audience. That's what's developed their audience.
Yes.
If they do that for MotoGP,
their marketing is second to none.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to do for MotoGP. And if that brings them more sponsors, it brings them more people, that means that the racing, you know, the teams have got more money. Everyone's got more money. Yeah. They can do more things. They can do more races, you know. They can do better races. So they can improve the tracks. Oh, money is we need money in the sport. So
hey, Rod,
I think it's good.
Do we need to give Matt a call?
He's not coming into the room. He's struggling here.
Ring his daughter. She probably knows no more.
We're having a few problems here. Tell us live.
We don't edit anything here.
No.
All right. So we should move to the news.
Okay.
But we can't move to the news because Rod's.
Oh, I think he's all
right. Yeah, we can.
He's multitasking. Look at that. He's on the phone to the great Matt Maladdin, and he's pressing buttons at the same time.
Yeah, and they meanwhile Matt's hanging up because he thinks Channel 9 are trying to get him for something.
Again. Fucking media.
All right. This is sponsored by Compass Expeditions.
Yes. Well, this is very interesting.
This is huge.
Company.
Some huge shit is going on here.
Is
this? Seriously huge shit is going on.
What shit is happening?
Well, I got an email the other day from Compass, from our mate Pete at Compass, saying, send me your logos, bitch. Is that Matt?
Matt, you there? Matt, talk to me.
I heard something.
What is that? I'm back, lads. I'm back.
Oh, there he is.
You just tried to call me, Boris. I'm taking a dump. Seriously.
How did you take a dump? How can you even?
You told me 4:30. It's 4:28.
That's exactly right. Don't lie. You can't take a dump. You can't bend that knee,
mate. This is a man.
I'm actually bending it pretty good. I'm recovering pretty quick, but certainly. The old pain level's been a bit rough the last week. That's for sure.
Mate, this is a man that measures his life in hundredths of a second. You can't fucking call him at 8:20 at 4:28.
Oh, no,
when he said 4:30.
My bad. Anyway, welcome, welcome, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Matt, give us
good
minutes.
To see you boys again.
On you, buddy. We just got to finish an ad. We'll just do that, and then we'll jump back to you.
Sorry, boys.
No. continue having a crap. That's all good. Right, sorry, we interrupted. Right, so.
Welcome, Compass Expeditions.
Shut up! This is the greatest ad ever because Matt Maladdin is just having a crap while I'm reading about Compass Expeditions. You can't fucking pay for this, bitches.
You can't.
Right. No,
you can't.
That's right.
And you've learned a lesson this time that don't call me 2 minutes before go time.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Anyway, right, Compass Expeditions contacted me, right, and they want to extend a special offer to our MotoGP listeners of a $1,000 discount on any Compass Expedition.
Wow.
Two or four wheels. Could do four-wheel drives as well.
No, nah, don't interested in them.
But other people might be.
They might be.
You know, like, I don't know. I mean, they don't do really hard dirt or anything, but if you don't want to do any dirt, you've got a four-wheel drive or you drive four-wheel. Lots of people drive four-wheel drives. Right? Go and drive one across Kazakhstan.
Yeah, go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, so their plans to create a dedicated Compass Expeditions landing page for our listeners. So complete with a unique link, and they're working on that. So that's going to happen, but they'll give you the $1,000 discount, right? Not a problem.
That's good.
So
that's great.
Then Pete contacted me and said, do you want to go to Mongolia? And I went, fuck no.
Is that an invitation or a threat?
No. He wanted to invite me to go to Mongolia because – yeah, he said there's this monastery, it's called the Amar Bayas Galant Monastery. There's this lake called the Kobzgul Nur and the Kogoter Kintazgan, which is the Great White Lake. You ride every day in Mongolia. It's an amazing, amazing trip, right? Really, really
good. Well, why didn't you want to go?
Because I said, I don't want to go at that time. He said, well, you pick another tour you want to go. And I went, okay. I'm going to go to Japan.
Oh, konnichiwa, bitches.
I'm going to join the Yakuza. I'm going to become a samurai and eventually seize power as Shogun because I've been watching Shogun, so that's going to be like a documentary. The other option was to go to Europe, but I would just get on a bike and ride straight for Serbia and fuck you, right?
Yeah.
I've done that.
That's it.
But look, anyway, check out the amazing tours that Compass offers. Yeah, anything from 15 days to 100 days. Imagine riding from Istanbul to the bottom of Africa, 100 days.
Wow.
That would just be on everyone's bucket list to do something like that. It'd be awesome. CompassExpeditions.com. Get on it. Seriously. Life's fucking short. Go and see the world on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's just glorious. Right, Matt, fucking how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, boys. Sorry, I couldn't join you in there.
Oh, look at that. That's a man cave. That's lovely. Nah, man. You're just fresh out of surgery, aren't you?
Yeah. Just had a knee replacement just a week ago. And, I've got a few mates that have had it done, and they all said, oh, yeah, it's the best thing you've ever going to do in your life and, you know, this and that, and it's going to be great. And so I went to the surgery. You think I'd know better the amount of surgery I've had. I went to the surgery thinking I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be, you know, doing a 100-meter sprint. And, it's been brutal since I woke up. And so I called the boys a few days ago and said, mate, this is fucking so painful. And they go, well, yeah, it will be for a while. I said, you know, but after a couple of months, you'll be right. I'm like, yeah, that's not what you said before the surgery.
these are friends, Matt.
Doesn't make you feel better, Matt. My mum's having the same operation tomorrow. She's 79.
Oh, yeah, and that's interesting you brought that up because I've been having a bitch to my mum about, you know, poor me, and she said, you've gotten soft, Matt.
yeah, but your mother's from the same part of the world my parents are from, right?
Anyway, all good.
Yeah, unless you're being bombed or you're starving to death, you're not doing it hard, right? Shut up, harden the fuck up, right? It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Hey, we were about
exactly,
to-
mate. No option.
We were about to talk about Liberty Media buying MotoGP.
And how everyone started screaming that the sky was falling because this massive company had bought it, right?
Yeah.
And they said things like...
get rid of the grid girls.
Yeah, wrong. The grid girls be exiled, forced to eat Maccas and get fat. But that's what happens to them anyway once they reach a certain age. There's no plans to get rid of them. Carmelo's already...
What your thoughts are, Matt, but look, they're up for sale. And they got bought by some people who actually know how to market and to run motorsport. It could have been bought by Zuckerberg or somebody, you know, who just turned it into fucking
Ennis.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So at least it's gone to people that have got a vested interest in motorsport. What are your thoughts on this purchase there?
No, my thoughts are, I guess a question first. Wasn't it only like 6 or 8 years ago they bought F1?
Yeah.
And I mean, F1 was absolutely a toilet bag as far as any type of excitement goes before they bought it. So, listen, the racing itself in F1's still not that great, but that's just racing when you're going doing those speeds. And I think they've done a good job of promoting F1 through Drive to Survive.
Yes.
Stuff. So,
yes.
I think I think it's nothing but a good thing, GB.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They in fact, I did an article on this. They doubled their audience in 3 years for Formula One.
That's right.
Simply by Drive to Survive, they made it more accessible.
Yes.
And that's what you have to do. And if they're good at that, like, you know, cunts are going, honestly, they're going, oh, they care about money, not the sport. Well, of course, that's why they bought it.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, ticket prices will rise. Don't they understand that the tracks set the ticket prices? They go up every year anyway.
That's right. It's, you know? It's called inflation either way.
You know? Like, fuck me, dear.
They're not going to buy the thing and then kill it. Like, they're not going to do anything to destroy the sport. So.
You know, they're going to force the bikes to race on street circuits. Really? How are they going to do that? You know, have they ever met the blood drinkers at URTA?
Or FAM?
Or FAM? No, you're not going to race in the streets of fucking Riyadh. You're just not, right?
No.
That'd be all right, though.
Be good to watch.
You're not like the others,
That'd
are you?
That'd be all right. Give it half of the years. I'll be over there somewhere doing a lot more, I reckon.
What else is in the news?
Well, there was another option for people to buy it. So apparently there was a higher bidder than
– Yes.
You got some notes here about this, Barry, and yeah. I did hear this somewhere else too. Well, there was an option with more money from the people who own the UFC.
UFC, TKO group.
Dana White and all those characters.
Yeah, World Wrestling Entertainment and UFC. And the Financial Times, you know, a private equity firm called Bridgepoint instead sold Dorna, who owned MotoGP, to Liberty. So Dorna was owned by a private equity firm called Bridgepoint.
Yes, that's right.
Chunk of it.
So their bid, TKO's bid, was $200 million more than the Liberty bid.
And they're pissed off.
And they're pissed off because, oh, you didn't do right by the fucking shareholders. This is just – this bullshit's happening in the background, sour grapes, whatever the fuck it is, you know. I don't know.
I think it's going to be fine. I think they've done a decent job with F1, which I think is even probably harder to steer F1 in a direction as well. It will be MotoGP just simply because of the size. I think they'll do a good job.
Yeah, yeah, I think they will too. Hey. Other news, Iannone could be back in MotoGP next year.
Yes.
Have you heard that, Matt?
As far as I'm concerned, that dude is amazing. Like the shit he's doing on a motorbike this year after, you know, 4 years of doing too much cocaine and getting facelifts and all the rest of it. I mean, the bottom line is how he's riding that motorbike this year is incredible.
He's living my life. Are you fucking kidding me? I'd be climbing on fucking Venezuelan supermodels if I was him.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Fuck me dead.
Mate, if he can ride a GP bike and get somewhere near the top 8 or 10, they need him in there because he's a real character and he's clearly a very talented mobile rider.
He is having issues with his eyes drying out because he can't blink because his face is so tight. Can't blink anymore and his eyes are getting dry during races.
Well, Paolo Campinotti, Pramac's CEO, has a big stiffy for Andrea.
So does half of Italy.
Yeah, and, well, the Italians love him. The Italian girls all want to put a baby in them. So it's strongly rumoured he might be at Pramac when Martin tells them to go and get fucked.
Well, that's already happened.
That's already happened.
Because he's going to tell them to get fucked.
Well, they've told him to get fucked. Ducati's already so, and there's more going on here.
Yeah, there's heaps.
Should we delve into the Ducati thing? So, Ducati's upped Pecco's contract.
Yes,
right. But Ducati needs to pull some money out of MotoGP. Right, they're presently investing a shitload of money. They're paying a lot of Pramac bills, and they're not going to anymore. They're going to pull some money out. So, to put this in perspective for you, Ducati sells 60,000 motorcycles a year.
Mm-hmm.
Kawasaki sells 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Honda sells 18.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Ducati is not a big player.
No, it never was.
They're not a huge player in the world of motorcycles.
But they're owned by Audi.
Yeah, that's right. But Audi can't justify. There's only a certain amount of money you can justify pumping into MotoGP when you only sell 60,000 motorcycles a year.
Yes, but you're talking about all motorcycles, and that includes the scooters.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And the little ones that they sell throughout Asia. By there's a 4 million.
Oh,
4
sure.
million motorcycles get sold in India every year.
Totally,
and they're
get
all
that.
Fucking Hondas. And
yeah, totally agree. You know? But at the end of the day, you've got a big income to support the sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Ducati doesn't have that income.
Matt, have you heard that Ross – well, Rossi's tied up with this too because he's decided not to inflict his VR46 team with Yamahas next year.
Yes.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. And like, there's rumours he might be speaking to Pramac, or it's all bullshit and he's just holding Lynn's wallet, you know, in the fire to see how much there's left after it paid for Fabulous. I don't know.
This whole thing that's going on, this conversation started with Jorge Martin and talking about telling the caddy to get fucked and all that. I personally think now that I was just thinking about this, watching the race on the weekend. I think now that Bagnaia, they've signed him. Personally, I think they signed him probably too early. I think the market's going to be fairly open, obviously very open for next year because, I mean, everyone's off contract. And I think Pedro's proving that maybe the step from Moto2 to GP, even though Pedro is a god, he's unbelievable, very talented rider, but either way, he's proven that the step from Moto2 to MotoGP is maybe not as big as it was 30 years ago possibly or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that there may be some Moto2 riders in the line as well that are going to be looking at things. I just think Jorge needs to be careful with who he's putting offside because it's not too sure.
I actually agree with what you say, and I think that not only is the talent pool better, you know, it's more developed now as they're coming through, like Aldeguer, and there's some really fast boys in Moto2, and maybe the step isn't as big as Matt says.
Well, Ducati wants Pramac to be a team that brings through young riders, not a team that's paying for someone like Jorge Martin. They want Pramac to step back a step and go back to being a development.
This is great. They're going to fucking be punching each other with handbags.
Speaking of Ducati.
Yeah, I mean, technically Ducati factory team don't want Pramac beating them every weekend. I mean,
there's that too.
Clearly they don't want it. Yeah, I mean, you can see how much when Bagnaia beats Jorge Martin, you can see the Ducati garage and that Tardozzi and all the lads, how badly they wanted it, even though it was another Ducati guy, right? So all the marketing stuff around Ducati's budget around marketing and everything they do is all based around red motorbike, not a purple and orange one.
100%. Exactly. Absolutely 100%.
Right. Speaking of red Ducatis, Casey Stoner's MotoGP bike from 2007.
Yes. Matt, have you bought that yet?
No. he found it hard to ride, so I couldn't imagine how I did.
it's only like $1 million, right? But it's the shit one. It's the 2007 800cc with a chocolate crank, right? It edged Pedrosa out and got out for the title and ushered in years of Ducati winning nothing. So it's cursed. It's as cursed as fuck.
Well, it's the bike that made Ducati think that they actually knew what they were doing. When in actual fact, they just had Casey.
that's actually a really funny one and brings up the point of recently I wrote about, you know, Marquez and how everyone last year was saying, yeah, he's the reason that Honda's no good. He's developed it all just for Honda and all the rest of it. So can we blame Casey for 10 years of dramas at Ducati? Because Casey was so good on a motorbike, won the world championship, bike must be great. Or they developed the bike around Casey. Right. Oh. So, I mean, that argument goes...
Yeah,
well,
that's
it. But Casey was telling him it was shit at the time too. So,
and it was. He just done the job.
I think you're relatively new to social media, aren't you? You haven't been doing it for years and years. It's a fucking sewer, isn't it?
hey, Borry, you found some news about Max Biaggi.
Ah, the fucking Roman Emperor,
Max Biaggi.
What is Max
is now a qualified ski instructor.
Oh. Yeah, right.
The shortest qualified ski instructor and the oldest at 52, right? Max understood this was the best way you could access quality snow bitches, right? So he was listening how, you know, the Swiss and the German and the Austrian ski instructors get ladies. He's like, I'm very excited to be able to push my thick Roman adrenaline into my students. So he's in.
Hey, did I ever tell you the story about Max trying to pick up my girlfriend at Eastern Creek?
Yes.
It must be. There's a thing about.
He was too small though. He wasn't strong enough.
Well, I threatened to punch him in the throat, and that was the end of that. There must be a thing about me and motorcycle champions trying to pick up my girlfriends because years later, Andrew Pitt tried to steal a girlfriend Yeah, he's still on the world scene. He's still working
Superbike.
Helping the team.
Okay.
And but I used to play music for a living, and I was playing a gig down at the Rocks, and my girlfriend was standing up the back, and I'd turn around. There's someone chatting her up, and I recognised what do you call it? The shape of his head.
The Widow's Peak.
The Widow's Peak. And I've gone, oh, fuck, that's Andrew Pitt. So, and it was the year that he'd won. He'd just wrapped up the championship.
Yeah, with the World Super Sport.
Yeah. So I've gone, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a motorcycle world champion in the room. And Andrew Pitt's up the back, and he's down there, and I've gone, leave my fucking girlfriend around. It was fucking funny. But he's out there for a quiet drink. He thought, no one fucking knows who I am. But the guy on the microphone did.
Just to jump back to Prima for a minute, they've sent a press release out according to them, they're revolutionising the MotoGP experience.
Really?
Yeah. They have created an augmented reality hub for fans.
That's what we need.
Yeah. So augmented reality, you know, virtual reality
kind of shit.
So in the next couple of weeks, the AR hub will disclose riders' profiles.
Oh, great, because we don't know them.
Motorcycle showcase.
Oh, geez, we don't know about
visual box and paddock tours.
Right. We don't have to watch this shit, do we?
Sponsor spotlights!
No, I mean the actual reality.
Interactive quizzes and games.
Oh, no. That kind of suggests that the real thing's not good enough.
Who the fuck? That costs money, that shit.
Yes.
Anyway, that's that. That's us.
And both, last bit of news, both Petrucci and Dovi have munted themselves on fucking motocross bikes this week.
Yes, riding it at amateur level.
And do you know what? Dovi's apparently still training for motocross at an amateur level, and hopefully not anymore. And Petrucci's busted his shoulder and his jaw, and sadly he's stuck on a hospital diet that looks like gruel. He's been posting pictures of his meals on social media. and he's been asking the nurses to puree pasta and Mars bars for him.
Matt, have you ever broken your jaw?
Yes.
I have too.
It sucks balls, doesn't it?
It does suck. Yeah, I don't know what sucking balls is like, but it does.
But you can imagine the horror of it, right? The horror of sucking balls.
I'm constantly trying to reach my own.
Every bloke in the world, we talked about this many, many shows ago.
Yeah, let's not do it again.
What, one in five blokes has tried to suck his own dick?
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah, I've tried.
Yes.
And I'm just, look at me, I've got a beer gut, right? It just doesn't happen, right?
But speaking of sucking your own dick... Lynn Jarvis. He's living in Yamaha.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He's living. He said, see you later. Best I'm going to live at the end of the year.
Yep.
Because I can't afford to pay myself now because I got to pay Fabio this month. But I don't know why he's leaving. Maybe he's just had enough.
It's been there a long time.
Been a long time. But who takes over? Who takes over from Lynn Jarvis?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for a Bushido.
Valentino Rossi.
Man. No.
Oh, Vail.
Not while he's got his own team, I don't think so.
Well,
no. I'm not sure he'd want the job, though.
No, I
think it's very involved. Not that he couldn't do the job if he was committed to it, but you can imagine how involved it is and the stuff that Lynn Jarvis does that Valentino Rossi's got way too much money in the bank to bother with.
Yeah, he's having too much fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Like, I move on there.
We need to move on to... WSBK Street Meet Heat with Iannone.
Oh, yeah. Andrea's message.
Yes.
Did we get the message?
Yeah, he emailed
me. Did we get the music?
He sent me an email. Have we got music for this one?
Yeah. Yeah, we
do. Oh, that's right.
That's my the soundtrack of my teenage years.
Is it?
Watching porno. Not doing porno, watching porno, right?
On the 16th.
Shut up, you were covered in fucking bitches in America. You must have got laid to death over there. Fucking Jesus Christ. I was short, fat, I wore glasses, my name was Boris. I am masturbating forever.
Yeah, to 16 mil film when he was young.
That's fucking how it goes, right? That's why I bought a Harley. At least I got laid. Dirty sluts will fuck you when you ride a Harley, right?
get the tough stickers and buy a Harley.
That's it. Fucking that. Something had to work. Right.
You've got tough stickers and a Harley now, haven't you, Matt?
I have. Yeah. For that reason, exactly.
Fredo's missing out.
We got you a fucking Harley.
Yeah, but that's not the bite of my people. No, right?
So I
couldn't ride a fucking thing.
You fucking
too big
to
for me. I tried to kill me.
Right. What is Ian Andy?
Okay, so he sent me his email. He's going, "Hello, Tug, my friend. I hope you and my buddy Fredo are well and full of sexy girl love. Yeah. I like you too, but I'm not sure about your other friend. Perhaps he will grow on me." I think he's talking about you.
Yeah, okay.
"Please tell the sexy girls who listen to your show, ciao from me. Maybe I come back to MotoGP next year. See, then you can talk about me on every show because I will win on my Aprilia." Ooh.
Oh,
Murd, I'm not supposed to tell anyone about that yet. Please don't mention that part on your show.
Okay.
Sorry. Fuck that up. Should have read this before.
Yeah.
Anyway, you probably heard Danilo had an accident on the weekend. I sent him a message. It was very funny, see? "Dear Petrucci, I am very sorry to hear about your crash, but look at the bright side. You now have a plate in your jaw, which means that your personal chef can plate your food up inside your mouth instead of on the table because you already have a plate in your mouth, see? Ha ha, I make the funny. I am funny man. Lorenzo tells me this all the time when I call him Bruto when I see him at the fashion shows." Fredo, what does Bruto mean?
That's a skip guy.
That means ugly or something, doesn't it? Anyway, to help with your recovery, I've sent a package to your hospital. It has lots of food that is very yummy and good for you. It will help you get strong again. I've included my favorite beef jerky, which you can suck on, and some very tasty sticky caramel toffee,
yes,
which you probably can't eat with a broken jaw. Maybe the nurses can eat it and breathe on you so you can smell it. Maybe when you come back, you will be skinny so you can try and keep up with me. Crashing can be good, yes? Lots of love, Andrea." He's on fire. He's enjoying taking the piss out of everybody this year.
Oh, it'll be great to have him back.
It'd be fantastic.
He's such a thing.
It'd be sensational.
Really, I'm so impressed with the guy this year. It's like, I mean, we're talking first race Philip Island too.
Yeah.
Wasn't like, it was like literally first race off the line and he's at the front and going for it. So, yeah, it's very impressive. Oh, clearly a very gifted motorbike rider.
Yeah. All right. We have some observations.
Observations
time. Mm.
Oh, but only, I only have one, actually.
You only have one observation. Skin or else gets the hose again. Matt's looking confused.
I'm very confused.
It's all right. We're confused
right
too.
Yeah. Apparently, the unstable coat of subsoil means there has again been a partial resurfacing, with new asphalt reported on turns 2, 9 through to 11, 12, and 16 through to 19.
Yeah, they should have done all the others as well.
Yeah,
the bumps, bumps were sensational.
Have you ridden Coda, Matt?
I haven't. I know that I was long gone before they opened Coda up.
Yeah.
I mean, did they build it on a
like it looks like an awesome track, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's a great track.
Very technical and lots of good stuff there. Obviously, they've had a bit of problems with the service, but in the end, it's the same for everyone. But it looks like a great track. There's a bit of everything at that racetrack. Awesome.
It's
awesome
spectacular.
Track.
They talk about that that upper body workout when you go left, right, left, right, left. Very few tracks have that.
Yes.
Especially at speed. At speed is where you really notice it because you have the centrifugal force of both wheels going around at a faster speed. And you know the old trick of grabbing the bicycle wheel with the axle and you spin it a little bit, you know how hard it is.
Yeah.
But the quicker the bikes are going to get them side to side as well is just much, much more difficult. So you can see when everyone finishes that race, they're always sweating.
Yeah, it's a massive upper body work.
Even Mav or Bat Mav.
Pedro
with his 130 beats per minute. Even he's still sweating.
I know, he's a fucking lizard.
He's a fucking lizard.
Did you see Pedro throwing up?
Yeah, after the race?
He always does that.
He's throwing up, and then Maverick's looking because Maverick hasn't seen it before because he doesn't get near the podium. So, And he's looking at it. He's all concerned. And the beast looks over at Mav and goes, "No male,
not a male." Yeah.
Does it all the time.
Drink this.
But even after the race on the weekend, Maverick obviously unbelievable. And he took his helmet off, looked like he'd just done his hair, and it wasn't a bit of.
I know he doesn't look like a fucking lunatic out of a fucking asylum anymore. He's got proper human hair instead of that shaved head thing he was getting on with for a while there when he was rev bombing the Yamaha and then wandering around racetracks with his mates. It was great. That was his unstable period. But he's come back. I'm sure Matt'll agree, confidence is everything.
Oh, yeah.
For you him. Know, mm-hmm. And Mav has always been the kind of racer, very much like Lorenzo. Everything has to be perfect. There can't be any bugs on my visor.
But when anything ever went wrong, he'd just lose his shit, right?
And he lost his shit last round.
And I thought this was going to happen in the early stages of the race. He has a big fucking kerfuffle and ends up being 11th. And I thought that's the end of Mav.
Yeah, but no. He'd come good.
What the fuck? He just put his head down.
He's on another level there on the weekend.
No one could touch him.
No one could touch him.
But the motorbike, clearly the motorbike is unbelievable. I personally seen that. I've seen the Aprilia in the last year, and I believe it's like a Suzuki with the right amount of horsepower. And it just works well, and it's now got plenty of motor. So,
well, you remember when the Ducatis were just hosing them all down the straight.
Mm.
Those days are over. That's, you know, the KTMs, the KTM, the thing that fucking Baby Jeebus is riding cannot be hosed down the straight by Ducati. And we'll talk about Baby Jeebus later because he's got to be the latest breaking motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
He breaks after the apex.
Yeah. He's well-named.
That's what it looks like.
He's well-named because he accosts everybody in the point.
He accosted
fucking everyone in the corner.
Yeah, no fear, unbelievable. No nothing. Fuck Marquez, who's she?
My observation was I fucking missed Simon Clayford on the week.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I know what happened.
He had a bit of a problem.
He had a problem with his paperwork.
Yes.
Yeah. When we get Simon on, I'll ask him to.
No. No, he's a good boy. It's a stupid immigration problem.
It's so hard to get into the States if there's any kind of question marks or the paperwork's not on time. If you plan to go to the States, right, plan 6 months to get the visa. That's how it is. So, anyway, but he'll be back next round. He'll be back next round. Right. So. Now, we just got to mention Grey Gums.
I love the Grey Gums.
What's going on up there?
Well, the Putty Road is eternal. Oh. We all know that, right? It's well, they're still building stuff. They put a new freezer in, all the stuff. They're still fighting with council. I just can encourage people to go there, support Kim and Will. You know, they've been with us for years. They're a fixture up there. They love motorcycles. It's just go there. They're having a dawn service for Anzac Day.
That'd be
good.
So dawn out at the Grey Gums is pretty special. Go camp the night before, yeah. Have a look, check out Celebrate Anzac. They're out in the bush.
I knew a girl called Dawn. She used to service people. Is this similar thing?
Yeah, exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly the same.
I don't really want to explain Anzac Day at the moment.
We do have the Team Grassini meeting minutes.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do.
What's going on after this?
Do we have music for that?
Empty your mind. Be formless. Shapeless, like water.
Oh my goodness.
We've had a problem. Okay, stand by 13. We're looking at it.
It was a bit of a car crash this weekend, wasn't it?
It was. Anyway, this is the COTA Minutes. Present were Mark, Mark's brother, Mark's dad, Frankie Carcetti, Nadia Padovani, and the Grassini accountant.
Oh, yes.
They brought the accountant in.
Apologies from Jorge Lorenzo and George Soros.
Well, they probably need George at the moment.
Lorenzo wasn't invited, but he said his apologies.
Item one. Why is Fabio getting paid more money than Mark to ride behind Mark?
Wow.
So it is therefore moved an extra 120 million euros be added to Mark's pay packet. Otherwise, Mark will let Fabio pass him at every race. This was moved by Father Marquez in favour Mark, Alex and Father Marquez, opposed Nadia Frankie and the accountant. Item was tabled for further discussions. Item two, that Mark's girlfriend Gemma clearly identify herself at all times as Mark's girlfriend and not Father Marquez's girlfriend. So she must now at all times wear a T-shirt saying, I am Mark's girlfriend, this old bloke is the father of my boyfriend, and I'm hanging off him because he keeps lifting his arms up and the smell makes my makeup run.
It's going to be a big shirt.
Moved by Frankie Carcetti. Motion carried with one abstention, Father Marquez. Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Feel sorry for that team.
I do.
They've just been taken over by the Marquez clan.
Well, what do you have?
It's been good for them, though.
Right.
Their bikes are on TV more.
Yes. And Papa Marquez only has to go to one garage.
I know. It saves him a lot of walking.
I don't know why they keep bringing girlfriends to the fucking thing.
There's more and more.
I just don't get it. Did you bring girlfriends to your races, man?
Oh, obviously in America when I was there, I was married, but... But I was more than fortunate or by design or whatever it was to have a wife that didn't want to hang around the pits when we were doing our work. And so I never had to say, you need to take a little walk. So I was very lucky throughout my career. That's how it was. But my girlfriend's in the pits and in the Jesus, I tell you.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
Men are there supposed to be doing a job, you know.
Well, yeah, and but these days it seems to be like you're almost like a fashion accessory, you know. She's got to look good, she's got to be not in the way, but, you know, visible for the cameras. It's a whole package.
Oh, they've got to, yes, they've got to have all the Instagram followers.
During the on the weekend, they cut to, what's her name, Pecco's girlfriend.
Yeah.
They cut to her at one point, and she was looking horrified. Anyone would think he'd just fallen off and was laying unconscious on the side of the track.
I've seen that.
She was just actually thinking he's not getting a bonus today. she was just thinking, fuck, I can't go shopping. I wanted to go shopping at LA on the way out of here. Yeah. I can't now because he's not going to bone.
It's all over.
We didn't see after the race. She's probably in the hire car heading back to the airport before he finished.
Yes. But she's due to get married. They're due to get married in the summer break.
Are they?
In June, yeah.
Not if he keeps this up.
That's it.
Well, I noticed his lovely umbrella girl, Yara, was wearing a wedding ring.
Oh.
Something's going on there.
Well, I gave it to her.
Oh, did you?
Sent it to her.
Yeah, sent it to her. Yeah. What does she know, right?
Hey, Barry, what's going on with BMW?
I have a letter. Fucking so much.
Does this have music?
No.
No,
it's just me.
I can't remember what's got music.
Dear BMW.
Yeah.
Oh. About this new GS you've given me to ride.
Have you got it already?
Yes. Fuck. You need to stop, seriously. What the fuck is even going on here?
I'm hitting Steve up. I want
this is a twin. It's a boxer twin. That means there's two pistons going sideways. This is an engine configuration from the 12th century. When this boxer thing came out, no one but old people who smelled of wee wanted to ride it. I remember the BMW. Who the fuck, you know?
Yeah. I've had that for a long time.
But BMW, you persisted because your BMW kept developing and putting more money into it and sorcery and evil and voodoo, and it works.
Voodoo.
And then you put the best front end on earth on it.
Yes.
It's a bike for every road, every surface. Old men who smelled of wee have stopped buying them.
Yes.
Big success.
Yes.
It was too fast for them. This is an updated masterpiece. It's lighter. It's more powerful. It's stupid powerful. It's nudging sexy with that X-rated headlight, and Christ, Mary, Jesus, it's quick. I took it for a ride. You need to reprogram the quick shifter. It's a bit notchy from first to second, but that's not a thing, you know. Who cares? Yeah, the new GS is next level. Catch me if you can stuff. Stop it. Like, honestly, I took the GS from Singo down Bylong Valley Way, Safala, Ilford, Bathurst, Bell's Line, and down the Putty.
Just a short 300
kilometres. 600, close to 600. Mother of God, this thing is just incredible. Matt, when you're healthier, I'll get you – well, I'll ask BMW to give you a GS.
He's been there 5 minutes. He's given away fucking bikes to
the
end.
You can't get a bike. Blown away.
Giving them to the guests.
I really like the look of them. And, I mean, there's been nothing but good reports about them, obviously. And, what you can do them up with for long travel as well, for going away, and it's pretty amazing.
They make so much sense for our roads, you know, you know, the telelever front end, you know, you can brake all the way through a corner. There's no dive.
Yeah.
The front end doesn't dive. It just holds whatever line. It's just and this engine, this 1300, unbelievable. Go test ride one. Tell me I'm lying.
You think Little Freda's going
to
be able to
ride that? No, you can't. You can't get on it, right? But it's got a ride height device.
Yeah, it lowers itself.
I thought it did have.
Yeah, it lowers itself.
What, 100 mil?
A bit more than that, actually, but you can't feel it.
Okay, right.
So
when
you stop the lights, you can actually put your feet down.
It's like an elevator comes down, and everyone behind you in the traffic laughed like a fucking bastard at you. That's great. Yeah. I would.
Either that or you wear platform boots.
I can do that.
Yeah.
You'd rock that.
Right. What horoscope have we got?
Oh, it's time for the race. This is my favourite segment now.
Yes.
The truth.
It's time to look into Friday's crystal balls. And this week, Sagittarius. We have. There's two of them, Alex Rins and Franco Morbidelli.
Wasn't a good week for either of them.
It's very, very beautiful size. It's time to get your house in order, Sagittarius, because your anus is getting kicked like a motherfucker throughout the galaxy. Your increased sense of empathy, compassion, and patience helps you deal with your stressful work aloud. The first part of the year demands patience and inner strength, with the second half offering a newfound curiosity about the world that leads to new perspectives, viewpoints, opinions, and a whole lot of butthurt. Alex Rins, taking Frankie's bike at Yamaha has shown you he's not as munted as you thought he was. Now you are the munted. Accept it. See the positives. At least you're getting paid for another 12 months and you don't have to play musical chairs. Stop trying. You'll only hurt yourself. Do a bit of manscaping. Go shopping with Fabio. We hear there's a sale at Tiffany's. Frankie Morbidelli's. You know this can only go one of two ways. Pramac don't even remember your name anymore. Aldegir is getting invited to all the parties. You remember the ones you went to when your hair was long and flowing and you were the next big thing and girls flocked to you? Yes. Well, say arrivederci to those times, Paisan. Your two choices are simple, and here they both are. Beg the World Superbikes to let you come and play, or peddle small goods in Tavulia to the local nonnas in your new shop called Morbid's Deli.
Morbid's Deli, yes!
Bro! So, in short, the silly season is here. Pull your finger out and pull your pants up. Your anus is showing. There you go.
Excellent. Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
We should just do a separate podcast. Just you're like Athena Star Woman without the incontinence
pads. No, I have.
I'm not going there ever again. When you said that, I couldn't breathe for an hour.
That was the worst show we've ever done.
Absolutely.
It was like 3 minutes of silence while we laughed.
I have to find that episode. I loved it.
Can't remember which one it was.
All right.
Quick shout out to Troopaloo. Don't forget that they have. Yes.
I followed them on Facebook and Justin puts up specials.
Yeah.
Like, just everyone should just come follow Troopaloo's on Facebook. Not because they advertise with us, but he puts specials up and it just makes you go, oh, I didn't know I needed one of those.
Yeah, I know.
But I think I might.
I know. I went to see him and I almost walked out with a bike. I was like, fuck.
I know. He knows how to sell bikes.
But they just...
Plus they give you, like, you get buy bikes, you get Troopaloo dollars, and then you can buy other shit in the shop. It's great. No, it's just glory.
I know. I got to stay away from
go
the
go and check it out.
I know I'm going to buy a bike the next time I walk in
it's
there.
It's a quick shout out. Right. Motivational Mamba.
George.
My opinion was that the overtaking was maybe too aggressive.
I love George. Come on, tell us about what he's got to
what's
say.
What's he got for us this week?
Jorge Lorenzo. Right. Hello, stupid non-monkey-owning putters. I have bought a monkey. It looks just like the yellow putter. Same ears. This is why I buy it. I was in Swiss China last week for a holiday and some beach volleyball with my compañeros. We kicked a lot of sand into the sky. Then, when I was resting and having the sand brushed off me so I could sign it, a man with a cage full of monkeys came to see me. Buy a monkey, he said to me. It is a special happiness monkey. It looks like an ordinary monkey, I say to him. Do not say lies to me or I will have you branded and skinned and make steering wheel covers out of you. I do not lie, oh great Sandy Mamba, he say. This is truly a happiness monkey. It will make you happy if you buy it. So I buy it. I am already happy because I am not like you and I have more championships than everybody. But I can always be more happy because I am not like you. So now 3 days have gone by and the happiness monkey has made many things, but it has not made me happier. So I have to find the old man who lied to me and return the monkey and then drown him in my golden bathtub. The monkey has bitten me. The monkey has made the shit in all my helmets. The monkey has sprayed his dirty yellow monkey urina on my food when I eat it. I have locked it in one of my 27 toilets. I can hear it screaming and breaking things. Sometimes I see it poke its little monkey penis under the door. I think it is making the fuck with my toilet rolls. I am not happy. You have all been warned, George. He's not happy.
No.
He bought a monkey. Did you see the picture?
Yes, I saw the monkey.
That's his fucking monkey. He bought it because it looked like Rossi. I don't know.
Well, last person I know that bought a monkey was Michael Jackson, and that didn't go well. Mr. Bubbles.
Yes. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Yes.
I love those crazy Californian bitches, right, who buy a baby chimpanzee.
Yeah,
right?
And then they rip their face off.
And then the baby chimpanzee gets older and it wants to root them, and if it doesn't get to root them, it tears them to pieces and kills them. It pulls their arms and legs off, right, eats their face. Oh, no, I didn't know the monkey was angry. Yeah, it's fucking angry, all right. Right.
Oh,
God.
Is it time for the
last captain? Week.
Oh, white tigers.
Big monkeys this week. It's a fucking circus in here.
Let's go to the captain. Let's go to the captain.
Oh, speaking of...
Hey, he can't be happy, can he?
Oh, captain. My captain. Our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won.
Well, he's definitely not happy.
No. Elijah Spargo, he wouldn't be happy now.
Well, I mean, last time Mav was doing well... He managed to deploy the gearbox self-destruct button on his bike to stop Mav, but it didn't work this week. But it's something different. It's normally that my little spy in Aprilia sends me the memo that the captain sends out to the team after every race. This time, apparently, there was no memo.
Oh, dear, yes. But finding memo. Oh,
from yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
But did you know, what we didn't know is the captain keeps a journal. He keeps a diary.
Ooh. Captain's log.
So they've sent me they've sent me the last entry. So this might give the game away on who my spy is, because it's someone very close to the captain.
Right.
Sent me the captain's last diary entry.
Okay.
And it goes, captain's log, star date 14/4/24. I am lonely tonight. Very lonely. Today was a very bad day. The worst day. Maverick won and someone in the team disabled the button on my bike that makes Maverick's gearbox self-destruct. So I no longer feel like El Capitano. I think I might scratch the name off the back of my helmet. We've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
My wife has gone to bed with the two children that she claims are mine. But I can't be sure. I can't be sure of anything anymore. I am lost, like Dora the Explorer, but without Google Maps. I don't know where I go from here. I'm living a lie. I can no longer be the captain of a ship of fools who worships a fake superhero before me. I must act, but when? What will there be for me? What will the future hold? Will I become a professional cyclist? Perhaps I can be the captain of the Tour de France. Or maybe I can be an acrobat and join the Cirque du Soleil. Maybe they need a captain. The world is full of problems at the moment. Maybe I should magnanimously offer to be the captain of the United Nations. I could solve many problems with my astute captaining. I don't know. All I know are two things. My children are very good looking, so I must get a paternity test soon. The other thing I know is that I must relinquish the tiller on the good sinking ship Aprilia at the end of this year. My decision is made. I will retire this year. Ooh. I shall advise the factory soon. It is a sad day. I hope the sport can survive without me. There you go. Big news from the captain.
Big news. Do you think he'll retire this year, Matt? Do you think Aleix Espargaró will retire this year?
We just said he's going to.
I want to know if Matt thinks it's going to happen.
I honestly think it is going to happen. And in the end, whether he wants to or not, Aprilia know now that the bike is well and truly capable of winning. And so getting the right guy on there, a younger guy as well, to learn with the team for a year or two as well, and that sort of stuff, that they're going to have a lot better chance in a few years.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine Aprilia with a rider like a Costa on it, someone who's like a bona fide alien, you know?
Yeah, well, there's still a bona fide fucking great riders that have not signed for next year.
Yeah?
And no,
you know,
that's right. Yep.
You have to look at Jorge Martin, who's the fastest bastard out there in the straight line. There's no one that's going to beat him, I don't think.
And Jorge is friends with a bunch of guys at Aprilia.
So
he's the captain's little brown son.
That's right.
He's adopted him. You know,
it's very.
He could go to Aprilia. He could replace the captain.
Well, I think he's waiting. I think he's waiting to hear what Ducati make their decision, and they've got to make their decision fast on whether they keep the beast or they take Jorge.
Well, and it was you could tell that the beast knows that too. That's why the beast pushed on the weekend.
Yeah,
scored himself a
because paper. I think it's either one of those two that Ducati do not pick will be at Aprilia.
I think you're right.
All right. We need a commercial.
Oh, can we do Noise Guard? Yeah. I like Noise Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorites.
It's actually a legitimate commercial.
Oh, okay. Go. Play away.
Your ears are precious.
Oh, listen to this.
Not because you can hang earrings off them, but because they let you
hear things.
Beautiful things, like the howl of your bike, music, laughter, or your enemies begging for mercy. Protect your hearing with NoiseGuard, the finest custom-made hearing protection you can get, using top-shelf materials, the best audio, and with a comfort and fit that is second to none. NoiseGuard is the best thing you can do to safeguard your hearing now and into the future.
Yes.
Or you can go deaf. It's up to you.
Yes.
Call 02-9157-2491 for all your ear impression appointments Australia-wide. NoiseGuard. Your ears will love you.
That's right, Buckethead. That was very well done.
Yeah.
Oh,
you couldn't even see your lips moving.
No. Oh, fucking.
No, 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 no. NoiseGuard.
Moto E.
Oh.
Ah.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ah. I've got to go to the toilet again.
Okay, you go.
All hands man your battle station.
Well,
there was no screaming.
No screaming.
No screaming.
But we still have to mention their beautiful sponsor, Savage Motorcycles.
Yeah, their bikes are going to customers.
I'm hearing people.
I know. They're out there. Yep.
They're out there.
Somehow Dennis has got access to Lang Lang. Remember Lang Lang?
Oh, the Holden Proving Ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That still exists. It's like turning to rubble, but it's still there.
It's on the way to Phillip Island. It's on the left.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
You ride past it, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go and have a look there, you know, just curious, you know. But, yeah, they're out there doing research and development, so that's great.
I think Matt Maladin should jump on the electric bike and see what he thinks of these new things.
Have you ridden an electric bike, mate?
I haven't, mate. I haven't. You're talking about the
Savage.
Okay. They got some bikes out there now.
They have. Would you be interested in riding one? I mean, it's a weird head fuck.
Only when I get my knee and everything comes around. That's going to be. But at some point I'd like to have a ride.
Yeah, that'd be great. Because you know, Metcher was riding.
It's coming. Look at them in the racing. These things, and there's going to be more and more of it. More and more.
And all this brings us to Moto 3.
Oh. Bare your hand, you son of a bitch!
Oh, yes! Fuck yes!
And it wasn't that kind of race this week.
It was. Wait, stop. We got our sponsor CF Moto, which is very, very appropriate.
Yes.
Because David Alonso is a CF Moto rider.
Yeah.
And wasn't he just perfection?
Epic weekend.
Perfection on the weekend.
Epic weekend, right? So CF Moto have been supporting the Aspar team in both Moto3 and Moto2, which is great. And how good is that? You know, they're pretty new. You know, they're not like Honda.
No.
They've been around.
But they're smashing it.
They're smashing it, right? And it's good for the sport to have another brand, right, participating.
And get used to it, bitches, because they're not going anywhere.
No, look, CF Moto, just quietly, and I hear this on the quiet, is learning the development categories, right, with a long-term goal of competing in the premier class.
Well, they will, and with the support of KTM.
And they're going to go on a WSBK too.
Are they really?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
So Alonso's performance was as perfect as you can get, you know, fastest in free practice, FP1, FP2 qualifying, leading every lap of the race. Pretty impressive. CF Moto is here, and you need to have a look at the 450 SR.
Yeah.
It's the top selling.
The Fred Dock can ride this
one. Yes, it's the top seller. It's the top selling
CF
Moto.
CF Moto people in the good, the Fred Dock likes the Chinese people.
Under eight.
I want to try
under
this bike.
Under eight grand right away. I've got a couple coming.
I buy two.
Learn a legal sports bike.
And they look, they're all prettied up, all blue and everything like the Grand Prix bikes.
I want to try it because there's something.
I've got two. I'm sending a couple over. Right. The race.
Fuck.
One savage hate monkey stood taller than all the others this weekend.
Yes.
He stood on a pile of their skulls and sprayed his filthy ape jizz all over them. Their boy holes overflowed. It was a great race.
Hang on, which boy holes are we talking about?
All the boy holes.
Oh, both the boy holes.
Both front boy hole and back boy hole. There's two boy holes. Matt probably didn't know this, right? But he's going to know, right? King David Alfonso ruled all weekend.
Alfonso?
Yeah, well, whatever the fuck. Well, 1.5 seconds, smashed them. He ate their livers. He rooted their girls. He rooted their mothers. It was glorious. So the race, it began with a billion penalties. Did you see that?
Yes.
They penalised the fuck out of those monkeys who were misbehaving. Yes. They were a misbehaving chip cage.
Do you reckon that'll ever work? Do you reckon they'll ever pay attention?
Nah.
It doesn't matter how many times they penalise these fuckers.
Matt, when you were racing pretty young, weren't you? Like, how 17, 18?
On the dirt, yeah. On the dirt.
Did you give a fuck about anything except racing motorcycles?
No, not really. I mean, no, as a youngster, no. And we're in that type of race. So Moto 3, I'd compare with, like, the mentality of us guys back in 91 racing RG, the proddy bikes over here.
Yeah.
And you just didn't care. You just wanted the race and nothing else mattered. Didn't matter who you upset. You had no sponsors technically to worry about. So you're just going flat stick all the time. So yep. And you see a lot of the Moto3 boys, so that's how they race.
So eight riders were penalised to the fuck, including our boy Jacob Ralston.
Yeah.
Well done, mate. Your first long lap penalty.
And Kelso.
Yeah, no, Kelso.
No, Kelso.
He got the 3 second penalty.
Later.
Yeah, later.
Later. But, you know, personally, I'm very proud of Jacob Ralston. He made us proud.
Very good.
First long lap penalty. Bravo.
May there be more to come.
Yeah, a list of criminals, right? Bertelli, triple long lap penalty. Fernandez, 27, triple long lap penalty, right? Raised by Wolves, Esteban, Rossi, Watley, long lap penalty. Farinelli, double long lap penalty. Loretta, one long lap penalty. Fuck.
But the grid, Joel in fourth, Jacob in fifth.
Fifth. How good was that?
Two Aussie boys in the top six. That was great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was
But the race, I was like, Joel Kelso. What?
Well, Farinelli didn't make it out of turn one.
No. but Kelso, he went up the ass of Hidalgo,
yes.
Right? And then later in the race, he actually crashed and got back on and got the 3 second penalty and still finished seventh and was coming up fast like a train. Like, fuck, he is.
Big effort.
Big effort. I expect to see the podium very soon from Joel. Very soon.
He's had a solid season all year this year compared to last year. He's definitely come on quite a way this year.
Much better season.
He's coming fourth in the championship.
And Jacob started really well too.
Look out for Jacob. This is his first year. Jacob will definitely improve
Jacob
for next year.
Jacob got caught up in two incidents on the weekend.
So much mad shit happened. Ortola crashed into Nepa, right? Then he tried to steal his bike. Yeah. Never had to run over to him.
I thought he was going to punch him.
Fucking whack him, right? No, he's going, get off my fucking motorcycle, you mad fuck. Right? This is my, yours is that wreckage over there, right? Go sit on that bitch, right? So, and then Hidalgo tried to catch King David, but it wasn't going to be. And Ortola then crashes again.
Yeah.
So he won, for my money, the most hateful monkey prize. Yeah. Mate, that second stack, that was one of them short, vicious body slam high slides.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the ones where you don't fly very high, but it just flicks you. Just fucking suplexes you into the fucking, you fucking take that.
You're slapped into the game. Yes. But he got back on again.
It's like my father used to flog me like that, right? Yeah.
It's a European thing.
It is European.
Yeah.
Right. Yamanakas from 23rd to 7th. Glorious, right?
Yes.
So Lynetta crashed.
Yes.
Raised by Wolves, fucked up his long lap penalty, had to do it again.
Yes.
So glory. But that stretched the fucking field right out. They were completely stretched out over fucking, you know, 3 kilometres.
Which is not what we're used to with the Morrison.
No. But Fire Cheese? Vieira?
Colin Vieira.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt a bit sorry for him. He's like he had a fucking target on his
back. Three people crashed into him, but he didn't fall off. Three people crashed into him, and then he crashed by himself. And how fast is that fucking Piqueras?
Yeah. Well, Fredo warned us about him at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Watch out for the angel.
He won the Red Bull. Yeah, Hell's Angel, mate. He's unbelievable.
Hell's Angel
Piqueras. He won the Red Bull Rookies Championship by 1,000 points.
Yeah, with two rounds to go, he won it.
No. Yeah. His hate is fresh. His hate is strong. He gets it, right? That Ogden thing crashed. Yeah, Scotty crashed.
And he got back on, and then they
black flagged him.
Yeah, said, you, get off.
You're riding wreckage. Yeah. Hang on. Stop it.
Who crashed? Ogden. Oh, fuck him off.
Yeah. So.
It's English.
So that was the best battle was for second because Alonso was gone. Yeah, Holdago fought second place, keep Bakiris and Yamanaka because they chewed at him like dogs, but it wasn't going to happen. And Ruthless Munoz managed the hard fifth.
He did.
The championship, Tubbs. Yeah.
Championship, Holdago 65, Alonso 63. That's tight.
Mm. Then Daylight.
And then Daylight, and then Joel.
Yeah, so he's third.
Joel on 28, Ortola 23, Suzuki 22, Colin Vaya 21, Rudeboy 20, Hell's Angel Piqueras 20, Esteban 20, Nepa 19, and Jacob Ralston's got
19. He's there.
I mean,
we'll put it this way. Jacob Ralston's 9 points out of third.
Yeah, that's right.
Joel Kelso is riding to get a moto to ride next year, and there's not many. There will not be many moto to rides next year.
They won't.
But that's what he wants. He wants the moto to ride next year. And it's time for him to move on.
Moto 2.
Oh, speaking of.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
That should have been the music for Moto 3.
That's okay. We mix it up a bit.
They don't give a shit about the rules, the monkeys.
Moto 2.
Well,
it started sweet and lovely.
It did.
Like a pretty girl in a summer dress shaving her vagina in a sparkling brook. And then it got filthy.
Like it should.
Yeah, like it should. Gangster Canette on pole, Vermin beside him, pubic hair shaved. Bandido Garcia was third on the grid, and Jake, I'm not a Clydesdale, Dixon was back with freshly grown brains. And in 14th. And Porno Roberts.
Yes. Death to America.
Yeah, Death to America. Well, he's got to be Porno Roberts because he sponsors now.
The OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Yes. So Porno Roberts.
Yes.
Right? So he was up near the front. And the Velvet Fudge, not in last. He's up the front.
What happened to Velvet Fudge?
He's up the front.
Yeah, no.
No. Well, the last place now, Sailor Moon's favourite place to race. The Fudge was sitting in seventh, chatting with Fabulous. He's very close with Fabulous. Have you known?
Yeah, they're tight.
They're tight.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, when you were sitting on grids back in the day, did you talk much to people?
No, mate, just my boys that were around me and things. I didn't speak to anybody else.
So is it? Are you preparing in your head? Obviously, you are. But some people prepare differently. There are blokes that sit there and just stare in the middle distance or stare into their heads. And there are blokes that are quite happy. Jack chats on the grid to media all the time.
Oh yeah.
I'd have a chat on the grid. I mean, I never spoke to my competitors anyway. So I certainly wasn't doing it on the grid. But I was talking to the boys, and obviously, you know, the wife and kids would be there sometimes, and you know that, and TV there. So that was never an issue for me on the grid. Yeah, I wasn't one of those. Beats wearing, you know,
yep.
Staring off in the distance type. Yeah.
Zen motherfuckers.
Yeah. Mate, Peter Doyle is your crew chief. I know Doyle pretty well. I imagine his only advice to you before a race would have been go fast, cunt, or something like that, wouldn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, that's – and, yeah, go and do what you're paid to do.
Yeah, do your job.
That's it, do your job.
All right.
And, I mean, and that's how we all treated it that way too. Honestly, we did. We all kind of treated it that way. It was work for us, and we went out there and we had a good time, but we went hard as well.
Right. So what happened in the race? Garcia just fucked off, you know, with Porn Roberts was right behind him.
Yeah.
The Velvet was in third.
Yes.
And Jake, the glory hole of the Cotswolds, in fourth. He managed to get into fourth.
I know.
Yep. But the gangster got eaten off pole back in 10th. Tequila Gonzalez jumped the start, double long lap penalty. The blind rhino felt that he'd done enough and crashed. Yes. Lap one.
Big success.
Yes. So anyway, yeah, great. Dixon, Vermin passed Dixon, and the world apologised to Cheryl, who took off her underpants for no reason whatsoever. Then Dixon fell off, as I said. Argy also crashed, but no one even knows who the fuck that is, so no one cares. Right? Vermin starts plugging Lopez and the boy over fourth place, which is great because they are teammates who hate each other.
Yes.
And it's always great to stick it in your fucking teammate's boy hole. Foggia is terrified but holds firm in third.
Matt's thinking,
why am I here?
I'm loving this round.
Well, Porno boy holes a lot here.
Yeah, yes. It's all about the boy hole.
Both love the boy hole.
Porno, don't we all love the boy hole?
No, just you.
Porno Roberts, who was doing great, ran wide and ends up in third, and fucking Gangster Connect cops a time penalty. But this is America. America, and Porno Roberts gets past Berman and grabs second, and that was it. Right. Alcoba rode, only rode like a massive mad cunt for a few laps, and finished eighth. He usually rides like a massive, horrible piece of shit, right? Tony Arbolino had a shit day, came 11th behind the Celestial one, and Center Ages could not manage better than 17th, so someone needs to yell at him and call him names.
Well, it's his first time he's seen the track.
I don't care. I fucking care.
We'll have a talk with the boy.
Mate, Sailor Moon was a weepy 19th, and the championship is tighter than Arctic Penguin's frozen sea vagina.
See, isn't this amazing? You've got the Mother 3 champion. Is it coming last?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was just killing everybody last year in Moto 3. Mm-hmm. So he's obviously struggling with this jump to Moto 2. And we see this a lot, Matt. A lot of the kids that come up, they're champions in the Moto 3. They come in and then nothing. And then we see a lot of people come up that didn't underachieve in Moto 3 come in and do so well.
And I think when I was on the podcast here a couple of months ago with you, we spoke about Pedro moving up to MotoGP, and I said, listen, it's so hard to tell based on what they've done previously on another motorbike. And like, we look at, Moto 3 to Moto 2, we look at guys like Remy Gardner and Rael Fernandez that came from pretty much from the KTM up into MotoGP as well and struggle. And then Pedro's come across and gone wildly fast. We know he's a huge talent, but it's some people come across and they do it. Some people win one class and come across and just never see them again. It's very, very interesting.
You remember Tito Rabat?
Yeah.
He was a king of Moto 2.
He won two titles
on the hop.
Yeah.
And like he was just great to watch. He came to MotoGP and disassembled himself.
Yeah, that's right. And on the other foot, you have Fabio Quartararo, who did nothing in Moto 2, and everyone was shocked when he went into MotoGP, and just he shocked the world in MotoGP.
Two championships later.
So there's just something about the comfort level, whether it's comfort in the team or comfort in just comfort and confidence in the bike. But but Pedro was always going to be interesting to watch. But the way he's
we'll get to Pedro. Well. Talk about. Right. Yeah. What's the championship look like?
Bandito Garcia on 51, Porno Roberts 49. Jennifer Lopez 38, Gangster Canet 38, I'm in Ogre 33, Tequila Gonzalez 30, Vermin Alligator 29, Marcos Ramirez 28, Baza Balls out on 23.
Right.
Speaking of girls on the grid, one's just walked in.
Yeah, I know the whole place just smells remarkably better.
I know, it's brighter in here.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. You didn't tell me you had Broly girls in there, or else I would have came in.
No, this is not the Broly girl.
That's his wife.
This is
Matt, I know that. I'm just saying,
it's beautiful.
Matt, this is number one. Number one, that's Matt.
G'day, yo.
Right, Rossi's instructions to their team.
I'm the motherfucking fucking one who calls the shots.
Shit. That's me. I got to get the email.
I'm Itchy.
Hey, oh my goodness. I get my emails here. Oh, listen. Oh no, I don't think he's a happy boy this week. Fuck, he's in handwriting. Anyway, here we go. He says it. Ciao ragazzi. Well, I don't know what to say. Hang on. Yes, I do. Vaffanculo. Uccio says the beatings on Marco not working. Vaffanculo! Digi says he's getting better. Vaffanculo! The mechanics say we get it right in Jerez, boss. I say Vaffanculo! Maybe I'll go find 12-year-old peasants from Sicily to chase Pedro. Huh? Vaffanculo! Pedro, that boy has the screw loose. I love him. I shall make him marry my daughter and make super baby riders when she old enough. I cry when I see the markets get to the lead. I fall to my knees and I pray, dear Jeebus, please don't let him be Mr. Nine Time. And Jeebus answered, I cry with happiness. Take that, putter I say, and I am happy again. The Maverick have some new Top Gun toy this weekend. I don't know what happened here, but I do know I don't think we see it again this year if he signed a new contract. Yeah. Mm. Vaculo! I see you in Jerez, bastardios. Whoever gets beaten by the dwarf Puta Pedrosa has to buy my wife a new Lamborghini. Except you, Luca. You have no chance. Vaculo! This is Chavez.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh,
that's
he's a great. Funny boy.
All right.
You're not happy, boy.
The sprinter eyes. Yes!
Hey, before we go on, can I put something to bed? There's a few people in the.
I don't know where this is going.
I'm looking at you, David Emmett. You know, amongst the journos,
mm-hmm.
David Emmett's been bashing this bandwagon that they should count sprint race wins as wins. Like they should count them as, because you have a Grand Prix win and then there's the sprint race. Boris has just spat his water out everywhere.
Fucking shut up, idiot! Not exactly. You, fucking Emmett, right? Fucking imbecile.
Because he was going on all this bullshit about, you know, who's going to be the first to win on three manufacturers, which is bullshit anyway because other people have done it. But when Mav won the yeah, they're for you. Someone sent them in for you.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Go on, sorry, I distracted you.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's not a race. It's a sprint race and then there's a Grand Prix. Everyone needs to stop. Just stop. They're not counting sprints as race wins. They're
no.
Just sprint race wins.
Yeah, this point.
Different.
Some more points.
Yeah, half points.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, what happened?
We need to speak about our AMX superstores.
Oh, yes.
They said they're going to give me some new leathers.
Yes, well, you've got to contact them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They gave me a pair of Rossi gloves.
Did they?
Yeah.
Do they still make
them? Well, you got to get in touch.
Do they still make Rossi gloves?
Yeah, they do. The VR40. Look, that
oh,
aside,
as in Valentino
that
Rossi.
Aside, they've got.
Nothing.
They do have.
You get
we have a winner.
Oh,
but we need to mention the Dainese DS Smart jacket.
I saw you say you're going to let me have this one.
Well, I went there and caught up with
me up with it.
Well,
is that the one that blows up?
That's the air jacket, right?
Just
so you can buy the vest
Friday.
Or you can buy the full jacket, right?
Yeah.
They are really a good idea, you know, like, I mean, in terms of passive safety equipment, this is about as good as it gets, yeah. Right? It goes whoosh if you crash.
It goes whoosh.
But I went there and I saw this stuff and I said to Dave, he says, you know, what are we going to do with this? How do we work? I said, well, it's easy. I'm not going to crash, but what we'll do is we'll put Fredo in it and kick shit out of him in a car park, right? Because that's like having a motorcycle.
Well, if this is what it takes for Fredo to get free shit, I mean, I'm up for it.
Yeah.
Well, the trouble is once it's gone off, it's gone off. Then it's just a normal jacket.
There you go.
Yeah. Or can you recharge
it? Kicking you. It's a high-speed accident. There's a lot of crashing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tuck and roll, Fredo. Tuck and roll.
No, look, they're really. I had a look at them. They're pretty good technology, and this technology is getting better and better.
Yeah.
It goes off. It senses the motorcycle idling. It senses change of direction. It's not going to go off for the sake of going off. Yeah. So,
I like it when they just go off.
They're dropping them in price. They're down to $100,000.
Jeez, really?
Yep.
Like MotoGP technology for the street front.
Yeah, valid for all of April, right?
It's not bad.
So I stuck the link up on YouTube. Have a look on our Facebook page. Have a look. There's some pretty trick technology going on there.
And AMX Superstores sponsor our competition.
Yes, and we have a winner. We have a winner.
All you've got to do is go on our Facebook page.
Thank you, AMX Superstores.
Yeah, go on our Facebook page before every round, and there's a little competition there. You can win stuff.
Cool. The winner this time round is Sam JG.
What?
Sam JG. JG.
I've already contacted him. He's sorted. He's already got it. I'm efficient.
Oh, wow. He's a happy man.
Sam he's a happy JG. Man. So honourable mention also to David Andrews, Wayne Mackay, Alex Sheeditz, Michael Bunting, Shane Byrne, Damon Duck, Benson and Michael Ross Young also picked the winner, but
bad luck.
We gave it to Sam because he said, I know I'm right, just give me the voucher. I felt that I was threatened, so I gave it to him. And another big shout-out to the lovely Karen Lambert-Mackay, who sent each of our ladies a pair of Butte Cheers Bitches earrings.
Yes, cheers, bitches.
Yeah.
See, these are.
We would have given you the prize for sure, Karen, but, you know, you've still got to pick the winner
right
of the race. And it's no good bribing our wives.
Yes, right? It is.
No, it's not.
Look at that.
They're lovely.
Fantastic. Cheers, bitches.
Yeah.
So cheers in one ear. Number one's here. We're giving cheers in one ear, bitches in the other.
We'll take a photo, right?
I'm going to put you in 6-inch heels and a G-string, and you can bang those things on. Dance on the table. That'd be fantastic.
Maybe wait till you get home.
Wait, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because Rod can always model that for us. He's not as look happy.
Talk about the sprint race. Just to focus.
What do you reckon? Yeah. Wear those up to Woolies?
With your Uggs.
With Uggs boots,
that's
yeah.
the way. Right, sprint race. Batmav. Massive vagina killer. Smash the shitting buggery out of everyone.
Yes.
Dominant, awesome, smelling of smashed vaginas. Mav could not be caught.
No, here's, see my culo, that's the last thing
lap
you see.
Lap records tumbled. Led from pole, never even threatened.
No.
It was, what did you think of that, Matt? It was just domination.
Well, I mean, we've seen how fast he can be, and we've spoken about it before, but he just... So in a sprint race, if it was going to happen, it happened last weekend, it happened again this weekend. A sprint race, we've seen it happen. But the long races, it's just been so far off for so long. And as you said earlier in the show, if things don't go quite right, he's proven that he just has not been able to make up the gap or do anything about it. But this race he did. He got off the line terribly in 10th place and brought it back through, and again, once again, proves.
No, this is the sprint. The sprint race he led. He led from fucking get go.
Yeah, oh, sorry, the sprint race.
Yeah, yeah, sprint race. Yeah, he led from.
No, that's right. Well, but either way, he was awesome.
Absolutely, and Mark Marquez again. Everyone said Mark Marquez is going to win it because he's won here, you know, 9 times. And Acosta chased him like mad bastards. Like baby Jesus looked really like on fire. The captain's little brown son came charging through and eventually grabbed third off the son of God. But fucking Marquez looked messy. He looked messy. Each time Acosta pressured him, he looked...
In the sprint race, he did.
Yeah.
But look at that.
Kept it together, look, though. Like,
but what did Aprilia do different? What did they do different to bring to Maverick? Was it the bike or was it Maverick?
It's Maverick.
Maverick just in his own.
Or possibly both too, though, boys. I mean, yeah. No doubt Mav's confidence has been coming up in the sprint race win last week. He's been sort of close all year. Mm. He's also showing his normal self as well this year. So, but he's yeah. kind of been
he looks,
been there.
He looks like he
but
looks
Aprilia
like
might hit on something. You know, Aprilia could have hit on something as well. You know, like, you just never know. They might have bought something else. It doesn't take much, man. You know, a tenth of a second, a tenth and a half a second a lap is, you know, over 20, 25 laps is 3 or 4 seconds. So it doesn't take much. You know?
Well, my take is the Aprilia is always there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Just if Mav remembers to pack his lucky undies, look out. He's going to be on fire. Yep. If he wakes up and, oh, fuck, my lucky undies aren't in my bag, this is going to be a shit weekend, then it's a shit weekend for Mav. That's how he rolls.
But I also look at how important this race is for the manufacturers. They know. America is a big market, as you know, Matt. And, win there and to dominate there is very big for the manufacturers. They love it.
Yep. Why 100%.
They put more money in. A lot of them used to put more money into the racing in America than anywhere else because they wanted to get that market. And that's a huge thing for Aprilia to have that bragging right in America over Ducati and over Honda.
Over Honda is massive.
Yep.
Hey, there was lots of crashing in that race. So check this out. Fernandez crashed. Augusto Fernandez crashed. But then tell me if you think these other three have something in common. Juan Mir, Taka Nakagami, and Johann Zarco. What do they have in common?
Honda.
They're all on a Honda.
Yeah.
The only Honda that finished was fucking Marini, and he was 23 seconds.
He's too slow to crash.
I'm not doing 23
seconds, yeah. So what's that, 2.3 seconds a lap?
2.3 seconds a lap.
He's riding around on cold tyres.
And the last four places of the grid were Hondas. So there's a Japanese championship happening at the back. Right, yeah. and Yamaha's winning that.
Yes,
and then all the fast shits at the front. You know,
terrifying, isn't it? It's terrifying.
But to that, the factory Ducati
so far off. That is so far off.
It's awful. Like the factory Ducati team did not have a great day. Pecco 8th, Beast 6th.
Yeah,
Miller split them. Binder finished 12th. You know, threw his second place in the championship into the toilet.
Wasn't a great weekend for Brad.
No. Did you see that the race started with Christian Gabarini? Sprinting?
Yes.
Just like
I was out of breath watching him.
He moves around for a fucking old guy.
Yeah.
Like he would have run like 200-300 meters. That would have killed me. I would have died.
Well, he was Casey's crew chief for a long time.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Anyway.
He's been in that paddock a long time, Christian.
So that was good. It was a great race. It was a great race.
Sorry, have you got a poem for us?
I do. I have a poem.
Can you read it in front of my lovely wife?
Yep.
I'm wearing my mongrels today, too.
Yeah.
I got my mongrels on.
Don't leave me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
Well, we've been wearing our mongrels for a fucking year. They remain magnificent. It's weird how stupid comfortable they remain.
Can't believe we only discovered them a year ago.
Yeah, I know. Look, they're available everywhere you go. The website, check out the amazing range Mongrel has. And don't forget the boots are all made in Australia. These are the people who supplied our Australian diggers with shoes so they could kill our enemies. Yeah, if you're not wearing mongrel boots, you should be, because Australia, and if things keep going the way they are, mongrel boots will soon be the only thing we manufacture in this country.
Yes, that's right. But they are so good.
They're great. They're fucking great.
I've got to get myself another pair. I love them.
Matt, do you want a pair of mongrel boots? I have some.
Yeah, I'd like a pair of those.
I know some people. Let's get some boots from Matt Mulladam.
Yeah, let's do that.
Absolutely. Right. My Kota poem. I gave it a title.
Oh.
It's called We Are All Caked With Loser Jizz.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
The Honda Bushidos all watched the last race HRC had botched. They grimly saw the Batmav win while three of their bikes hit the bin. And poor young Luca, he came last and shamed his family. He'll get glassed the next time God comes visiting and slashes him. Fuck, that will sting. The Honda bosses fume with hate. They want to fix it. It can't wait. They're not in this despite as fuck, but all their bikes just fucking suck. Poor bloody Mir just cries all night. Honda's direction is not right. There's so much gravel in my ass, he cries and drags it on the grass. And Tucker wants to kill himself. He took his dad's sword off the shelf. He put a towel down, called a mate. He's made a solid sepulchre date. Zarko's got no fucks left to give. He thinks he's lucky just to live inside his dumpster bin with rats. And when he sleeps, he just sees bats. And Luca's just not getting laid. His hot young wife just wants him spayed. She wants to know I'm fucking fast. Wait for you, always coming last. All Pooja's hair plugs have dropped out. His leathered skin's begun to sprout a host of lizard-looking scales. The poor fuck's eaten all his nails. He's not around much anymore. It might be he's been shown the door, and now he's tied up to a chair. The Yakuza does not play fair. What do we do? The head boss said. Do we put Jarvis in instead? He's unemployed in just a bit, because Yamaha is also shit. Ken Kawauchi knows the score. We need to beat the riders more. I have a whip. My arm is strong. I'll beat the fuckers all night long. I'll flog them in their fucking sleep. I'll lash them till they cannot weep. I'll beat them on the bloody grid. I'll stop them till they look like squid. I'll throw their families into pits, big holes filled with 1,000 shits that I have taken, fat brown turds. I'll feed their eyes to fucking birds. But what if that just doesn't work? The big boss said with his dark smirk. What if the problem's what they say? The bikes are shit full of decay. Then we are fucked, Ken said at last. Our glory days are in the past. Marquez himself could not save us. I think I'll jump under a bus. Are those Suzuki still for sale? The big boss. He was quite pale. What if we buy them, change the paint? No one will know. There'll be no taint. Ken said it's far too late for that. The Germans got out their big hat and filled it full of Euro things and chucked it in the fucking ring. We're fucked, and that is all there is. We're fucked forever, and the jizz has covered us from head to toe. Our bikes are just too fucking slow.
Oh, my God.
Good stuff.
They have got a big, big problem. And the problem
it's true.
The way I look at this, Matt, is they're going to – I mean, they're going to change everything in 2027. Everything.
Yeah.
They're talking 800.
So how much are they going to invest?
So, yeah, exactly. You want to spend all this money to get to the top for a couple of years, and then you get there, and then all of a sudden it's different, completely different configuration of money.
Yeah.
But it's woeful. It's not. They're not even mildly competitive. They're not anywhere near. They're not even midfield.
Yeah.
The best thing that could happen to Honda is the engine configuration change gets brought forward 2 years. They are just killing time until then.
I think they should be putting an 850cc motor in a couple of those bikes now. Don't tell anybody. You just start developing.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Just do it because nothing's happening.
Yeah, just
you know, can't get any worse.
Yeah. Right. Scrutiny, nothing to see here.
Yeah, look, Marini, yeah. Really? Marini is too good looking to keep crashing. That's he needs that shit. He's got that shit going on.
Well, he only crashes slowly. There's no fast ones.
Anyway, so we do have a held glove. We don't have a held glove competition winner. Made in Germany gets away with it again.
Yeah.
You know, Simon Chalker came very, very close. He called the race Mav, Babe Beast, and then Baby Jeepers. He got so close.
Oh, I had him run the wrong way.
But I'm not going to give it to him.
So listen. You're a bastard.
So for all you punters out there, every week or every race weekend, we do a competition. You just
go to Made in Germany.
Yeah, go to our Facebook page and you'll see it there. You got to pick the podium, but you'll score a U-Butte. Well, it's not a glove competition anymore.
No, it's a $300 gift voucher.
$300 voucher.
Which is what those gloves cost.
Yeah, at Made in Germany to buy anything you want, pretty much. Put it forward. My Hakuna 2 jacket is just... I wrote a thing about it the other day. I think that's the best motorcycle jacket I've ever owned.
They're great.
It does fucking everything.
Yep.
Does everything.
I got one. They're great.
They're fucking super.
So check them out, MIG.bike, www.mig.bike, or call them and tell them we sent you.
Yeah. Please do that. They'll look after
1-300-916-916. Mr. A.
Hello, Mr. A.
Right, pre-race bollocks.
Yes.
Have you noticed the BMW is up the size of the bread van?
Yeah, it's a meat wagon now.
It's a huge bread van that they fucking...
Look like Picasso threw up
it's
on it.
It's horrible.
It does. It's got all the colours.
Cheerleaders. Cheerleaders. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Fucking cheerleaders.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Fuck to the yes.
Yes.
Hot Texas dancing bitches in white hot pants.
They were out of bring of sync, that. Though. They weren't
yeah. in, I don't weren't care. In,
that could
I
be.
Don't care.
I'll tell you what you could hear, though. From all the way here in Australia, you could hear Simon Patterson's blood boiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
How dare they sexualize those women by paying them a lot of money to do something they love to do. Like,
exactly.
Bitch would have sent a letter to the UN Security Council written to cut her fat tits off in protest. Oh, cut these man titties off. Stop with the dancing bitches. The other thing I noticed, I don't know if anyone else saw this, right? But I watched that show I got fucking, you know, like stoned focus, right? I'm fucking fully muffled and looking at the fucking screen. There's this fat
one eye.
There was this fat bearded bastard. I saw he got in the background of three of the riders on the grid and started waving at the camera. Who the fuck does that?
A fat bearded bastard.
You fucking grey shirt, grey beard. Full of years of Texas barbecue, fucking you bad-mannered shit eel. Fuck off the grid, you fucking prick. Go away.
What do you think you are?
Yeah.
Wayne Gardner?
And did you notice?
He does that. You wait to this Stella Grand Prix. Every time the camera change, he coming behind the camera. Hello. Oh, shit, Wayne Gardner again. You changing the camera, you got another thing, and there's a Wayne Gardner coming in here.
Diggy knee.
It is Wayne Gardner's diggy knee. It's like, remember me?
I was good once.
Every time, it's like, who is this old bastard? Oh, that's Wayne Gardner. Remember me? Yes, Wayne, we know. Hello. Yes. Every year. You wait next year, you see.
Did you see Mark Marquez sitting on a trolley staring at the wall?
Yeah.
This is why I asked Matt about what happens on the grid, because some of them don't even sit on their bikes for that 20
some
minutes.
Some just
whatever.
Go to the toilet.
They go to the toilet, whatever. Mark was sitting, I've never seen this before, sitting on a trolley staring at the wall. It looked like he was doing the track in his head. Yeah. You know, he's like, yeah, it's turn two, and then
He doesn't like doing interviews on the grid. He hates
when
someone
talk.
Sticks
he's,
a microphone.
He doesn't
in,
talk. He doesn't talk to anyone. And it was good to see Jack wearing the cowboy hat. He was the only one wearing a cowboy hat. And I saw Kenny Roberts telling his old fucking enemy, Freddie Spencer, to fucking ease up on the mobile. Right? Maybe smash a few less bongs this round and make the calls faster. So the national anthem.
Oh, that was interesting.
Yeah, Kimberly Dunn.
She was good.
All national dignity, right? Cowboy boots, hot pants, fishnet top, black bra. But she sang one of the world's hardest national anthems very well.
Yeah, she did it well. It was like I was kind of struck. I thought they'd send a stripper out. I thought it was part of the pre-race entertainment.
A stripper?
I thought she was a stripper.
She's dressed like
a stripper. She was dressed like a stripper.
Well, that was all right. That's good. But I can say that's a bad thing.
But she can bang out a tune.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question for you, though. With the national anthem, you know Americans always, they stand to attention, take their hat off and put it over their heart. And then they're showing everybody. They showed Kenny and Freddie and all of those guys. And then they cut to a shot of the crowd. And there's four people, three guys and the girl. The girl looked like the wife of the one of the guys. And he was a monster. He was an absolute monster, like massive fucking veranda over the tool shed. Like his guts were hanging down to his knees. And he's standing, I reckon he would have been 200 kilo. And he's standing there with his hand on his heart, like he was prepared to defend his nation if something went wrong.
Or he's had too many cheeseburgers.
He was way too many cheeseburgers.
He was one of those, a gravy seal.
He's a gravy seal.
Gravy seals, yeah. Yeah, gravy seals. Fucking fat shit.
Hey, should we talk about the grid girls?
Because
America. God bless America.
But it was a disappointment.
But we had very high expectations.
I did. I always did for America.
This was Texas.
America knocks it out of the park.
They invented hot bitches with American thighs. Granted, when AC/DC did that song, American Thighs conjured up a vision of lean, firm, smooth real estate. Things have changed a bit. Many American girl thighs have been feasting on Macca's 24/7 and now look like balloons full of cottage cheese. And maybe they just ran out of hotties, I'm telling you. Look, Noel Baker?
Yeah, Noel.
He sent us an apology.
He
said, on behalf of America, I apologize to the world for Texas giving future MotoGP Gotta Costa a middle-aged housewife for an umbrella girl.
They sacked her for Sunday, did you see?
It's gone. Most of them are gone. Sister Ruta's had a porch. Stop it. How is that even right?
It was weird. But for Sunday, most of the teams had replaced the grid girls they'd been given for the weekend with just like a marketing intern.
That's the grid thing.
We're in the team. Yeah. No, well, they had like mid-20s girls in team, like stuff, a team shirt holding the umbrella, but they're clearly girls who just work in the team. Like they're part of the team. They're probably working marketing or socials or whatever.
Some of them are not getting hotties at all ever, right? They're getting grid aunties, right? Acosta got a grid auntie, Martin got one, Mav got one, Fal Fernandez got one. But thankfully all was not lost because Fabulous got this fucking earth-shattering monster brunette. Fuck, smart, poisonous sexy. Poison sexy, the type there's no cure for, right?
She must have felt pretty good about herself out there.
Yara was there. She looks always amazing. But Mark Marquez won.
Oh, the one in the silver.
Yeah.
The silver thing.
Fucking, how healthy was her chest?
Yeah.
The healthiest chest, all chest health, that one.
There's a woman that ate a lot of meat growing up.
She had a lot of meat. In Texas. Healthy, the pectorals.
Yes.
She fucking must bench press fucking her body weight, right?
Yes.
But she clutching that brolly like it was the head of a snake.
Or something else that, even.
Snake.
Yes, okay.
Fuck, could that be as sexist?
No, just.
It was hot,
you know,
it was hot.
Could be something else, now like a steering wheel.
Now it's don't be sexist.
Well, it has to be sometime. The captain got his wife, but she was dressed like a leopard. What the fuck, right? I don't know. She was.
The fact you find that funny in the space.
I don't know. She's dressed like a leopard. Yeah, I'll wear this on today. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Right.
Hey, it's time
for the.
Well, it all came together this weekend.
Yes.
It all came together.
For our sponsor. Yes. SC Project.
It's time for MotoGP, Rod.
Get them nothing, but take from them.
What the fuck is going on here? Oh my god.
Do you know why Mav won the sprint race, really?
No,
really?
Tell me
because
why.
Because he finally understood his SC Project sex cannon hates a pussy. They are far and away the best pipes on the entire MotoGP grid. The rest of those bastards of your sporting links, the bent steam pipe or chunk. That's awful. Isn't that shit Yamaha's got going on? What the fuck is
that's
that?
That's some anyway. Steamboat Willie shit going on there.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie shit, right? The sex cannons on the Aprilia ensure that it is the best looking bike on the grid, and they work, and that's the reason Mav is doing well. That's the only reason Captain has a job.
Yeah.
Is SC Project. They are beautiful, and they you can own one for yourself.
They are fantastic.
You just and you must stop cocking around. You think you're going to live forever, you're not, right? You don't have a bike that suits the SC Project bike, that's your fault.
Yes.
Right? Not theirs. Buy one.
Go and deliver food or
something.
Stop
being a smelly fluffer.
Yes.
Be a man. Be a great man. Get sex cannons. MotoGP main race. Right.
Yes.
Okay. What a magnificent spectacle.
It was a great race.
A race for the ages. Drama, savagery, heartbreak. From go to woe, we have a new dead set, get fucked, shit your pants, crack a fat alien, baby Jeebus. He's a legitimate alien.
That's it. Yes, he's signed it now.
Matt, legitimate alien? Acosta.
Yeah. I mean.
In progress. Alien in progress.
It's just crazy how good he is. It truly is. I mean, I've got a little bit of a bee in the bonnet over the whole thing because they're starting to call him the goat and all this sort of stuff.
Oh.
It's like it's like you're reading it everywhere. So, but it's amazing. The kid's amazing.
Look, they said this about Mark Marquez. And Mark Marquez, he actually won a race. His second race he won that. So Pedro hasn't done that. He won't do that.
No, but it's completely different. He's not on a. Yeah. He didn't get the factory Honda. When the Honda was fucking factory beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Yeah. Very. That's a very good point.
I mean, look at the man who jumped off that before Marquez got on it. It was Casey Stoner.
Yeah.
And he won the fucking championship on that thing.
And he inherited Casey's team.
Correct. But we're seeing somebody come into. A satellite team. Granted, he has a factory spec bike.
Yeah, but how lame is he making those other two look?
He's making them look fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I mean, Binder's not slow. No. Miller is not slow.
No.
He goes backwards a bit, but he's not slow.
It proves. It's what Poncerar said. Jorge Poncerar says it's showing how much the rider makes a difference. And he is having – the other thing is he's having a fucking ball out there. He's loving it. It's a day at the races for him, you know? It's like he's in a theme park. He's loving it.
Did you hear when he was in Park for Man Appleyard was interviewing him instead of Crowfire and he said, I had so much fun passing the boys.
Yeah.
The boys. The boys.
It's just party time.
Calling them the boys.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, like 12 world champions there. No?
There's no expectation on him, none. Because he's not putting any pressure on himself or expectation. He's going out there, he's riding as fast as he can, and he's having a lot of fun doing it, and it shows.
And he's not falling off.
Yeah.
No.
He's not crashing. Not
falling off. No.
Even practice and stuff. Like
he hasn't crashed.
No.
So that takes nothing away from Batmav, right? Got eaten alive at the start, and people tried to kill him. Right, there's people slamming into him. 11th from pole, but he fought back. It's like the old Batmav from before he became Batmav and was trying to show Rossi, you know, who was Lynn's favourite boy in that pit. you know, my mate Bernie Nolan reckons he sold his soul to the devil, and he may well have,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So fucking Baby Jeeba's got the whole shot, and Jack sowed some dash, you know, and Wedge, who thought that would last?
No one. It's like Jack needs – the team needs to work with him. They need to find a fucking solution for this.
Well, he did try to take Marquez out. That's
a big plus.
That's a big plus, you know.
But you notice one thing that that Pedro doesn't do that the other two – or the other two, not really Fernandez, he's not quick enough anyway, but the other two guys do all the time, constantly, and that the two KTM boys just constantly backing the motorbike in. Now, then people have been saying, I've read some stuff, and people have said that maybe it's a function of the bike or whatever, but it came up before, and Acosta's braking later than anybody.
Yeah.
And the bike is in line all the time.
Yes, yeah.
Under control.
He's really tidy. He's, like I said, he was just he's out braking Bagnaia.
Yeah.
You know, he's outbreaking them all. You could see from his rider's point of view camera, and he just rushes in. You think, oh God, he's going to hit him, but he doesn't. You know, he's got it.
But Matt's dead on, and I didn't even consider that. And that is exactly how both Miller and Binder have the same style. That they back that rear in. They always do that into the corners, and Pedro's not doing this.
And people don't realize, and it's something that most people wouldn't realize unless you actually did it and and did it even as long as I raced a motorcycle, that on the entry of the corners, if you're asking that much of the rear tire on the entry, you're not allowing it to rest for the exit. It's getting no rest, right?
Okay.
It's that simple. Yeah. So, and what have we always seen? Now, we've always seen with Jack, he's got the speed, he's quick enough, and then he just goes backwards. Just asking so much of the rear tire all the time.
And it's always the same issue. When KTM boys complain when they have a bad day, it's always rear grip.
So, Matt, is this an easy fix, though, for those boys? Is it an easy fix to change the riding style like that?
They can tune that out of the bike. If the team tunes that out of the bike with the engine braking controls, right, because they've got computer-controlled engine braking, they can stop the rear wheel from behaving that way and pretty much force the boys to ride in a different style.
Well, they don't want to ride.
I don't really agree with that.
No, I don't either, but it's
dynamic of a motorcycle, you've got to remember that every single degree that you lean the bike over all the way through to 60 degrees or whatever they lean the things over these days, there's a different size contact patch on the road and a different geometry in the motorcycle, unlike an F1 car where it's the same every time they put their foot on the brake. It's just not how it is on a motorbike, and how far people lean off the bikes on the entry of the corner as well makes more lateral force on the motorcycle going to the outside of the corner. There's a plethora of reasons why you can't completely tune out this backing in by electronics. There's a plethora of reasons why you can't. And, so it's not that easy. It's a riding style thing, something they grew up with and maybe something that obviously...
Neither of those two are European riders. They didn't come from a European school of riding.
Yeah, they come from the dirt.
So that backing it in is what they do, whereas Acosta is pure Spanish... You know, a pure Spanish creation from the school of El España.
Watching Lorenzo, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Smooth is fast and fast is smooth. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
No, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, Lorenzo was fast and, you know, and we've seen last year with, you know, Pedrosa doing those couple of races. He was even faster than the boys, and he rides very, very smooth also, entry and exit. So
yeah, I think, you know, in terms of Marquez, who was also criminally fast and I think he had to back that Honda in because it wouldn't go around a corner otherwise. Maybe that's
– Well, but
he wasn't doing it all the time.
No, and I think –
No, not at all. Not all the time.
You know what I mean? When you saw him doing it, it was because he had no choice.
It was necessary.
Yeah. And he was, you know, saving the front when it was washing out and doing all sorts of mad shit.
Overriding it. And I think, Matt, that's what we saw this weekend, that he was riding it like the Honda rather than riding it like the Ducati. He was overriding into that. He was not going to make that fucking corner. No fucking way.
I thought he was going to win, but I also felt he might crash, and he did.
And he did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely been Mark's
forte in the last few years on the Honda. It's something that's crept into his riding. It's sort of some desperation, which is understandable. The way he looked at the start of that long race, he definitely looked like he had the chance to win that race.
He was talking now
that he had some brake problems maybe and all the rest of it. But at the same time, he had the same issue earlier in that race where he ran up on a couple of people. He ran in the side of going to the last corner of
Miller.
Jorge. Yeah. He had a couple of issues. So if that is the case that he had brake problems, then that should never have happened. What happened to him there in the crash, he should have shut the thing down a little bit and figure it out for a few laps and then go from there. So if you think about the championship, that's what you do.
Yep. I think something else interesting is he chose to start the race on a soft tire. So one of the things I find interesting about Pedro, and I'm going to make a comparison between him and Marquez now, is that Marquez is the kind of guy who could choose to start that race on a soft tire because he can ride on a fucked tire better than anyone, right? Most of the guys, it's like Jack and like Brad and everybody else we've just been talking, once their rear tire's shot, they go backwards.
Yeah.
Mark can maintain his pace once a tire's shot. He's prepared to take a gamble on a soft tire to give him pace early, and he knows that he can hang on to it towards the end. Pedro has the same ability. He hasn't – how he's learnt to do it so quickly, I've got no fucking idea on a MotoGP bike. But he can – he doesn't give a fuck. Once his rear grip starts to go, he just changes something that he does and it makes him able to maintain his pace. And I don't know what it is, but the other boys on the KTMs need to figure it out.
They're fucking terrified.
They need to learn from
it. I wrote a little bit about this on my Facey months ago, and people don't realise that rear grip – when edge grip goes, it's not a problem on the exit of the corner. And this is where people get it all wrong. When you lose edge grip, it becomes a bigger problem on the entry to the apex of the corner, not from the apex exiting the corner. Just not how it works. So you lose your time entering the corner when you lose rear grip, because you can't keep the bike turning. You can't keep pulling the motorbike into a corner. It's not like it used to be back in the old 500 days where they got them sideways, spin them up on the axis. It's not the same thing anymore. Entry corner, entry grip is from the rear is very, very important. And as the rear goes away, the two blokes that ask most of the tyre on the rear, Jack and Brad, go backwards the most.
Yeah. Well, he's absolutely right, because they're the only ones really backing the bikes in.
Yes.
None of the Italians that do it. Yeah, that much.
That much. That's right.
All the time, like corner after.
Part of their riding style.
Part
of their riding style. It's just what they're doing to ride that way, and it's not working. When the tyres are so close to the edge now, obviously makes a big difference. Temperature's making a big difference. It's obviously not working.
So Mav had a great race. Look, hats off to him. Glorious.
Can he do it again?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I reckon he'll do it again.
Can he? Yes. Will he?
He didn't ask me that.
Is he a genuine contender?
On that performance, you have to say yes.
Ask me again if he does it again. He's a contender.
He is mentally unstable, and one little thing has to fucking happen to fuck his whole weekend or his whole year.
Yeah. I saw one of his team dry hump him in Parc Fermé.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was the best thing ever.
He's been wanting to get this record as well. He's been wanting to get the record where he's the first rider in the GP era to win three bikes and only the fourth person in history to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Done. But
a note of glory for the beast. I think Pecco's going to have to work very fucking hard this year to maintain his championship. The beast.
Oh,
is
yeah.
The,
I'm
the,
with yeah. you there, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it now. Pecco can't win.
I agree with you. I don't think Pecco can win this
year. There is too much competition for him this year, and he can't do – he's already talking about, it's a long year, we'll wait until the time's right and then we'll attack. Like, there's no time for that this year. There is no time for that. You need to fucking get points. You need to be at the top every weekend.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be races where you DNF. It's going to happen. You're going to have a couple, whether it's your fault or someone else's. You can't sit 20, 30 points off the lead and think you're going to make it up at the end, because you just might not be able to this year.
Well, the championship always starts in Jerez.
Mm.
Always.
Next round.
They're ready for this. The first 3 rounds, okay, they're sort of like flyaways, really, even though Portugal's right next to the fucking Spain. But they still treat it like but they go to those traditional circuits. That's where it really starts. And we will see who's got the fucking Hoovats when we get to
all right. Championship now, Martin leads on 80 from the Beast on 59. Who'd have thought the Beast would be running second in the championship? Batmav 36, Acosta 54, Bagnaia 50, Binder 49. If someone had said to you at the start of the year that's what the championship would look like after three rounds, you'd go, okay, fair enough, Jorge Martin in first. But you wouldn't pick the following three, the Beast, Batmav, and Acosta. You wouldn't have put them second, third, fourth.
No one would have picked that. No one.
Let's not forget how good the Beast is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a bad year last year because he missed the first half of the year.
That fucked him, right?
Whoever dominates the next six rounds
will
win the championship.
Potentially, yeah.
What are your thoughts, Matt, before we wrap it up?
Oh, my thoughts are the championship's wide open. But in saying that, Jorge Martin, I mean, he's strong. He's super fast. There's no doubt in that. We've seen him on the weekend, though, get a little bit overzealous and over like that animal coming at him at the wrong time, like he's qualifying and, just all that sort of stuff. So I think for someone like him, he needs to have a coach that's telling him to just to pull him back just a little bit, you know what I mean? Because he's one of those riders that has everything and has all the speed that's needed. He just needs to at times be pulled back a little bit, you know?
Right. I agree.
He's amazing. His championship.
Yeah, I picked him for last year to win the championship, and I pick him this year.
All right, we're done.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your thoughts with us and your expertise. It's actually, it's great to have someone, a fucking legend, right, come and tell us shit that we don't know and we can't see that only he can see, guys like you can see. Mate, thank you so much.
Yeah, we really love it. Thank you, Matt. I hope
you get better real soon, and we want you in the studio for the full sexiness, okay?
Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely get in there. Yeah, for sure. Right, no, for sure. Thanks for having me, boys. It's mate. Always a good time.
Thank you so Thank much. Thank you, Matt. Look after yourself. Right, we're done.
Oh, my God.
We're done.
Well, we're sort of done.
We need
we're
to do our Patreon done. Show.
We need to, yes, we need to talk to the Patreon peoples, but I want to get your thoughts on Jerez. Who's going to bring the shit?
Jorge Martin's going to smash him.
No. Beast.
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 All right. Interesting. We'll
Beast.
See.
Beast.
See you in 2 weeks, everyone.
And don't forget, KTM, they're bringing
the Pedrosa.
The Pedrosa.
Pedrosa.
He'll come. He'll get a podium.
He's gonna.
He's gonna fuck things up. Don't worry about that. All right. Thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you so much.
See you, boys.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt. Thanks so much, mate.